We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Enid Plainsman Baseball on 1390 KCRC and CTBSports.com.
That one is hit hard into center, and Holden, did he make the catch? He dove for it. Yes, he did. The Enid Plainsman knock off the Broken Arrow Tigers 2-1. It's all on his shoulders, and he'll blast it over to third. But there goes McNeil. Picks it up and throws him out at first. The Enid Plainsman come back from down 2-0 and knock off the Edmond North Huskies 3-2 to close out the Gladys Winners Tournament here at David Allen Ballpark.
2-2 to cross. Swing and a drive to left. That ball is over the wall and out of here. Cross Bay just drilled a solo shot to left field to start this game.
Enid Plainsman Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Stevens Ford, and by our Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports Boosters.
Let's head down to the field right now with the voice of the Plainsman, John Herrick. It's Enid Plainsman Baseball on KCRC and CTBSports.com.
Good evening and welcome to one of our three final regular season installments of Enid Plainsman Baseball on CTB Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC. We're also coming to you on the web, CTBSports.com, and on the CTB Sports app for your mobile device. Tonight, the Plainsmen get ready to square off with the Bartlesville Bruins in part one of a big district battle. I'm John Herrick, and it's great to be with you from Bill Dungis Memorial Stadium in Bartlesville as we get ready to see how the Plainsmen will fare in their final two district games of the year tonight and tomorrow night. Enid's coming off three wins from last week, a pair of victories over Muskogee on Tuesday, and then a 16-1 rout of Del City on Thursday. Enid won those games by a combined score of 39-4, putting their record at 20-10 on the season and 8-4 in District 6A4. They've won 20 games in a season for the first time since 2009. Tonight, though, they'll face a suddenly hot Bartlesville team that's riding a six-game winning streak with two wins over Muskogee, one over Moore, two against Sand Springs, and that other win in that winning period came against Harbor of Springdale, Arkansas. They're 10-11 on the season, now 5-5 in the district standings, pitting them fourth in the standings behind Enid. So Bartlesville has gone from being third to last, and they've surged up to fourth in the district, making these next two games against Enid tonight very pivotal for both teams. Right now, Union is second in the standings behind Owosso, who leads the pack with a 25-2 overall record, and they're 11-1 in district play. Enid has a chance to host a regional if they finish in the second spot in the district standings, but in order to do that, they have to take care of their business and win both of these games over Bartlesville tonight and tomorrow, and then hope that Union can drop one of their two games that they have against Moore either tonight or tomorrow. The only thing we know for sure, really, in this district is that Owosso will finish first and Muskogee will end the season last in the district, and it's looking likely that Sand Springs will be seventh with a 3-8 district record coming into tonight. Spots 2-6, though, are completely up for grabs and will hinge on the results of what happens this week. Enid comes in scoring 5 runs a game, and they allow 3. Bartlesville scores 6 runs a game, and they give up 6. Enid took the first game over Bartlesville last season at David Allen Ballpark 2-1, but then lost here in a run rule game, which Bartlesville won convincingly 11-1. So up next, we'll have a visit about this significant district contest from Enid baseball coach Brad Gore when we come back in just a moment. You are listening to Enid Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Linda.
Bob, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Wow, you look wonderful. I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed.
It was a great escape and the perfect family getaway. Connie and I got some quality time with the kids, and the four of us had a blast. Of course, we also made some time for just the two of us to unwind together. No stress, no worries, just total relaxation.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a vacation like that?
So, where did you go, Bob?
Time to share your little secret. Where is this perfect destination? Europe? The islands?
Our backyard.
Your backyard?
Yep, in our brand new hot spring spa.
Backyard vacation? Year-round getaway? Family retreat? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
1390 KCRC.
Back to you from Bartlesville here, getting ready for the Enid Plainsmen to play the Bartlesville Bruins in their first of their final two district games of the regular season. I'm John Herrick, now joined by Coach Brad Gore. Coach, before tonight, though, three really good showings from your team last week against Muskogee and Del City. What did you make of the way they played?
Well, you know, we did what we had to do. We got some well-pitched games, hit the ball around the yard a little bit, and it was good to get some games that we kind of knew we might win, so... Especially with our schedule, it's good to get some confidence, get rolling a little bit.
Now you're going to play a Bartlesville team tonight that they're rolling, and they were at one point 4-11, and now they've gone from the bottom of the district standings to right behind you. So what do you think you have to be ready for against this opponent tonight?
Well, I know they've got a real good pitcher going tonight with A.J. Archambeau, and, you know, they're real scrappy. They play hard and got a good hitting lineup. They've got a lot of older kids, so... It'll be all we want, and we'll just have to get out and really compete tonight.
You know, you and I talked about this team earlier in the year when we were following them. I'm sure you'd seen them on film. Even though they were losing games, they were losing them close. They've always been competitive with everybody. What'd you see when you scouted them?
Well, you know what? Just what we said. They've lost a lot of tight games. They lost, you know, 2 1-run games to Owosso, lost an extra inning game to Union, and so I think they're a lot like us. I don't think, you know, it's, you know, you're not, our teams kind of mirror each other. Mm-hmm. So, we'll have to play well here tonight, and I think our kids are really focused and ready to go, so we'll see what happens.
Since you guys played that game on Thursday against Del City, what was your Friday like and today like as you got ready for this game?
Yeah, you know, we took Friday, and we had a good practice, and then Saturday, of course, was the prom, and everybody did their thing there, and then we had a workout Sunday afternoon just to kind of keep our focus on what we're trying to do, and it was real good, the beautiful weather. So, you know, I think our kids know these two games are important and gives us a chance to maybe host a regional depending on what the other teams do. But we just want to win these games. I mean, I think that's the whole key, just try to win these two ball games.
And, you know, looking at who you've got going on the mound tonight, you got Brett Russell. And he had that one rough start against Stillwater, but ever since then he's been mowing people down.
Yeah, he has thrown the ball real well all year except for that one inning against Stillwater. So we feel good about him. I think he'll give us a chance to win the game. The wind's blowing out, so it's kind of a hitter's day. So, you know, we just got to keep the ball down, and hopefully they'll hit it on the ground a few times and we make some plays.
Enid baseball coach Brad Gore. Coach, thank you so much. Good luck tonight in this big district game.
Thank you, John.
We'll have the starting lineups and first pitch from Bartlesville when we come back in just a moment. It's Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment.
Bought a new sweet riding mower, came home, and realized I only have 30 square feet of grass and nowhere to put this thing. Hashtag, wish I went to Jack's.
Bob told me to buy a push mower for 5 acres. Said it'll be a good workout. Spent 3 days mowing. Hashtag, should have gone to Jack's.
Whether it's reliable service or buying the right mower for your yard, remember Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment. Come here first. You won't regret it. 1321 North Van Buren in Enid.
John Bowers here. For over 90 years now, businesses in Northwest Oklahoma have looked to Messer Bowers Insurance to help them start their business and to manage their risks to help them stay in business. So whether you are starting a new business or looking for agents to tailor insurance coverage to cover your risks, call Messer Bowers Insurance, 90 years strong, with the experience to make a difference through top carriers like State Auto. So call us at 233-1442. That's Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
WTG.
What does that mean to you?
What to get?
Ribs, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, shrimp, catfish, wings, salads, great daily specials.
When to go?
7 days a week, lunch and dinner.
Why to go?
Fast, affordable, locally owned, smoke-free, kid-friendly.
Watch the game?
8 TVs, every sport imaginable.
Where to go?
Corner of Cleveland and Garriott, Westgate Shopping Center. Or have it delivered, 237-9464.
What's that great?
Simply Great Wings.
What is WTG?
Wings to go, don't you know?
Folds of Honor is on a mission to empower military families by providing educational scholarships to the children and spouses of military servicemen and women killed or disabled while serving our great nation. That's why Security National Bank of VNIT is offering the SMB Folds of Honor Visa debit card. It can be used for all your normal purchases and doesn't cost you anything extra. A portion of each purchase will go to make a lasting impact for military families. Request your Security National Bank Folds of Honor Visa debit card today. Strong, safe, secure. That's Security National Bank of VNIT, member FDIC.
Encouragement. Would you like to hear genuine words of encouragement? Where can you hear those words today? For many, the answer is the church. It's here you receive words of encouragement of the never-ending love Jesus has for you, that God does have a plan for your life, and there's a special place reserved for you in the family of God. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Visit this weekend and hear the words of encouragement you've been missing. To find out more, check the Yellow Pages for a Lutheran church near you.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
KCRC.
Well, back live at Bill Dungis Memorial Stadium in Bartlesville. We are ready for first pitch between the Enid Plainsmen and the Bartlesville Bruins. I'm John Herrick. Chance Davis is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. The Enid Plainsmen lineup looks like this. They're going to start Ambrin Wojtek, sophomore second baseman, followed by Mason Scrimmager at sophomore third baseman. Third is Connor Gore, the sophomore shortstop. Wojtek, a left-hander, and he stands in to face the hard-throwing right-handed ace for the Bartlesville Bruins, A.J. Archambault, who is headed to Oral Roberts University next year. Cross Bay bats cleanup. He's the senior catcher. Fifth is Braden Pierce, junior designated hitter, as the first pitch comes high and in to Ambrin Wojtek to make the count. One ball, no strikes. C.J. Arndt, senior right fielder, bats sixth. Kobe Hudson, sophomore left fielder, is seventh as ball two thrown. Eighth is Colby Jarnigan, freshman first baseman. Ninth is Colton Troxel, the senior center fielder. And pitching for the Enid Plainsmen tonight, Brett Russell. And now the count is 3-0 with a good eye by Ambrin Wojtek. And this brings me to what I wanted to say about Ambrin. He was 2-for-5 last week with 4 walks, 6 runs scored with an RBI, and he just drew another walk. So he has been walked 7 times in the last week and change. He has done a heck of a job of drawing walks. In fact, he is the team leader in that category now with 18 of them as he heads down to first base with a batting average of .368 this season and comes up with Connor Gore to the plate next, right-hander. Wojtek, the left-hander, just got on, and he is also the team leader in stolen bases with 17 of them. Archambault steps off the rubber and has a word with the infield umpire. There's, as per usual, 2 umpires working, 1 in the infield and 1 behind home plate. Scrimmager's average this season, .338 with 14 runs batted in, 15 walks. He has scored 17. And last week in the 2 games against Muskogee and the win against Del City, his ball 1 rifled in high. He was 4-for-6 with 3 walks. He scored 6 runs, and he got hit by a pitch. He's been dealing with a shoulder strain, kind of a strain on the back of his left shoulder as ball 2 is thrown. So 6 straight balls to open up the game by A.J. Archambault. He's behind in the count 2-0 to Mason Scrimmager. And Coach Gore has been keeping him off the field for the most part as of a couple weeks ago, but he's been easing him back onto the field. He'll play third base tonight. He's either been that or designated hitting. And there is ball 3, wasn't it? Mason Scrimmager thought it was ball 4. I was going to say, when he started to run down to first base, I'm thinking, that is ball 3, isn't it? And it was. So Mason miscounted, and he heads back to grab his bat, looks over at the Enid dugout and says, yeah, that was my fault, guys. You got Brennan Longacre, the left fielder for Bartlesville. Garrett Meidels in center. John Cohn is the right fielder. Taylor Cobb's on third base. Grant Yardley is on shortstop, and that time that is ball four. So back-to-back walks to open up the ball game for A.J. Archambault, putting runners on first and second for the Enid Plainsmen. I'm John Herrick. Jance Davis is our producer-engineer as we come to you from Bartlesville. This was a place that was not very friendly to Enid last year. Enid got beat here 11-1. Started off the game well, led 1-0, but boy, it was all Bartlesville after that. After the first game between these two was a very good pitcher's duel, which Johnny Chavez helped the Enid Plainsmen win 2-1. Connor Gore steps into the batter's box from the right side. He was 3-for-8 last week with 5 runs scored, and he takes ball one again. Now, we've got an interesting coaching dynamic here for Bartlesville, we should mention. We want to give our condolences to the current head coach for Bartlesville, Spence Rigdon. He was diagnosed with cancer late last year, and he's still coaching the team, but he's doing it from the press box. He's got an assistant, Zach Michael, who is doing the work down in the dugout. So Spence is up here in the press box, and he's helping Zach Michael from up here as Michael does the work from the dugout. Enid off to a great start here with runners on first and second, nobody out, and Connor Gore ahead in the count, 2-0, and there's a strike from A.J. Archambault as he goes to a beautifully thrown fastball. Also last week for Connor, he had 4 runs driven in. He had 2 walks, and obviously the coach's son loves baseball, batting .348 on the season, a .402 on base percentage, and has scored 17 runs. Wind up and the pitch on the 2-1 count. He shows butt. It's a strike on the outer half. So on these last couple of pitches, A.J. Archambault, who struggled to start the game, has kind of found his rhythm now. Brad Gore steps out from third base side. The head coach for Enid gives the sign to his son, Connor. Assistant coach Denham Sullivan over at first base per usual. Wind is blowing out to center field, as Coach Gore mentioned in the pregame interview. 2-2 offering on its way. Gore gets a piece of it. And that's the first Enid batter to make contact with the baseball as he hacks it foul. Beautiful day so far here in Bartlesville. 77 degrees. I say that because, you know, you never know how quickly the weather can change in Oklahoma. When I got up this morning, the temperature was 40 degrees. I was like, what in the world? Thought maybe I shouldn't have shorts on, but I stuck with it, and I think it's paying off as we're up near 80 degrees right now. And Archambault misses on another fastball to run the count full to Connor Gore, who now has it at 3-2 against him. Connor, one of the more seldom walked guys on the team. He has 7 walks this season. Could he get his 8th here? And we have Ambrin Wojtek taking off and running to third. Now he's caught in a rundown. Chasing him is Taylor Cobb. He throws back to second, and Ambrin is out by running out of the baseline. And Coach Brad Gore not happy about that at all. So a good eye by A.J. Archambault. And Gore just shakes his head in anger at Ambrin Wojtek, who gets caught running from second to third. So there is your first out of the inning. Now that just leaves a runner on first for the Plainsmen. Here in the top of the first, we're just underway between Enid and Bartlesville. No score. Count is still full to Connor. Throw to first base, and Mason Scrimmager slides through the dirt and gets back in plenty of time. While he does that, Connor will step out and take a swing at the batter's box. Lucas Rietfors is the catcher. Derek Hill on first base. Easton Hammonds at second, and Connor Gore goes down swinging. So now the entire complexion of this inning has really changed. Now there's 2 outs for Enid and just 1 runner on base for Cross Bay. Taylor Cobb's the third baseman, Grant Yardley at short, Easton Hammonds on second, Derek Hill at first, Lucas Rietfors the catcher, and A.J. Archambault the pitcher. That's the Bartlesville defense. And now Cross Bay will come up with 2 outs. Now Cross this season is leading in just about every category. He has the lone home run, leads the team in runs, batted in with 23, and takes ball one. Last week he was 7-for-10. He scored 2 runs. He drove in 8, plus he had a stolen base. A .446 average. He leads the team in that category. Also in slugging percentage at .614 and an on-base percentage at .535. Archambault delivers the ball over to first base, looking at Mason Scrimmager, trying to prevent him from stealing, and Mason slides back to beat the tag. He has 10 stolen bases this year, Mason does, and he's been caught stealing twice. By the way, when Vojtěch was caught just moments ago, that was the first time that he was caught trying to go to third base or trying to steal a bag, period, as Bay chops this pitch foul to make the count 1-1. And it was also just the 14th time on the year that Enid had a runner get caught stealing. If you're playing for Coach Brad Gore, you better be ready to play small ball, run the base fast, bunt. That's what he loves to do. And another throw to first base, and Mason saw it coming, got back. The count is 1-1 to Cross Bay. Two outs, top of the first, no score yet between the Enid Plainsmen and the Bartlesville Indians. Enid had their first two runners get on with walks, and Bay gets a piece of it, skies it into very shallow right. Three defenders over there chasing it. It ends up in the glove of Easton Hammond. So a promising start to the game for Enid with two runners on base and nobody out. Ends with them coming up with a goose egg. No runs, no hits, no errors, and the man left on for Enid. It's Enid nothing, Bartlesville nothing, with the bottom of the first coming up next. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Well, Enid had their first two runners on base with nobody out in the top of that first inning, but Ambrick Vojtěch got caught stealing. Cross Bay popped out to second to end the inning after Connor Gore struck out. And those were how those three men went down. We have the bottom of the first about to start. And here is the starting pitcher today for the Enid Plainsmen. It is Brett Russell and his sophomore season has a record of 3-4. Started out the year 0-4, though, and the luck kind of turned around on him. He has one complete game to his credit. He'll be making his eighth start tonight, an ERA of 3.72. 32 innings pitched. He's allowed 25 runs, 17 of which have been earned. He has 12 walks, but 30 strikeouts, second on the team behind Braden Pierce. And we might see Pierce pitch tomorrow should Coach Gore decide not to throw out Mason Scrimmager. Russell completing his warm-up pitches right now. He just threw his last one. The lineup for Bartlesville, John Cone will start it off. He's a junior right fielder. Batting second is Easton Hammonds, senior second baseman. Third is Garrett Meidel, senior center fielder. The cleanup man is A.J. Archambault, the pitcher tonight, a senior. Taylor Cobb, junior third baseman, bats fifth. Zach Snow, senior designated hitter, goes sixth. Lucas Reifers, junior catcher, bats seventh. Grant Yardley, junior shortstop, is eighth, and Brennan Longacre, the junior left fielder, bats ninth. Not in the batting order, but playing first base is the senior, Derek Hill. First pitch from Brett Russell misses down and in for ball one as the right-handed Russell works against the right-handed John Cone. Kobe Hudson's your left fielder. Colton Troxel in center for Enid, a strike that time. C.J. Arntz in right. Mason Scrimmager's on third base. Connor Gore is at short. Ambrin Vojtěch at second. Colby Jarnigan's at first base. Cross Bay is your catcher taking the pitches from Brett Russell, and Russell takes something off of that and knocks it into the inside corner to make it 1-2 to John Cone. Kick and the delivery from Brett. He tops it. Foul, just got a piece of it and pulled it back behind home plate. The assistant coach is for Enid. There are quite a few of them. Chris Jensen, Denham Sullivan, Richie Tarango, and Chris Percival, along with head coach Brad Gore. Russell kicking and firing on the 1-2, and that one blasted back up the middle. Good piece of hitting there by John Cone, and he will round first with a leadoff single. Brings up Easton Hammonds. Easton Hammonds on the season is averaging 290. By the way, that'll help John Cone's average. He came into tonight leading the team in that category at 377, and already Coach Brad Gore of Enid wants to go out and have a quick word with Brett Russell and bring Cross Bay in for this conversation. Now, one thing I noticed on the way out here, normally the bus ride with the Enid baseball team, they're pretty loud. They're a pretty loose group. They were a lot more quiet on the trip out here, which, not to say that that's not against their nature. It's, you know, they have a quieter side as well. But you wonder if maybe they're a little tight. I don't know that that's the case, but I'm just saying the bus was quieter than usual. Maybe that's because it's a 2.5-hour trip out to Bartlesville. Bunt laid down, a throw by the third baseman. Scrimmager, one hops its way to third base. Not a good throw by Mason. And what would have been just a sacrifice bunt for Easton Hammonds just turned into an error on Mason. So John Cohn goes to second base. Easton Hammonds is now on first, thanks to the E5. And that's not something that Mason does very often. That is just his sixth error of the season. And that'll bring up left-handed Garrett Meidel, senior center fielder, who's hitting .375. He tries to show bunt. He gets it down over to Scrimmager. Let's see how he does on this throw. This time he's on target with it. But it's a 5-3 sacrifice bunt for Garrett Meidel. And that moves the runners up to second and third with one out in the inning. No score between Enid and Bartlesville. But Bartlesville, they've got a threat brewing in the first, just like Enid did. A.J. Archambault, one of the big leaders on this team, a senior pitcher today who's going to Oral Roberts University next year, and with good reason. A good arm for them on the hill, and also a very good bat. He's averaging .370 this season. Had a double in his last outing against Sand Springs. Also had an RBI. 15 runs batted in on the season. He might get two here if he can get a base hit. Ball one from Brett Russell. So, also with 12 walks on the team. Russell gets the sign from Cross and delivers the pitch on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 as the umpire gives the emphatic strike call. After Archambault, we go to Taylor Cobb and due up for Enid in the top of the second whenever we get there. Batters 5, 6, and 7 of Braden Pierce, C.J. Arn, and Kobe Hudson. The 1-1, big rip and a miss by Archambault. 1-2. Looked like Brett forced him to swing a tad bit early. Sun beaming down on the field here at Bill Dungis Memorial Stadium. Archambault taps home plate with his bat, signaling he is ready. The 1-2 pitch fouls it back. Right to the man who is in the on-deck circle, Taylor Cobb. So Enid will have this game tonight, then home against Bartlesville tomorrow. Both of these games starting at 6 o'clock, and then they'll be finishing up their regular season on Saturday with a 1 o'clock matinee against the UConn Millers. And then beyond that, we don't know. It'll depend on where they draw and see where they go in the playoffs next week. 1-2 pitch a bit upstairs to even the count up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Grass infield and outfield. Field's been well taken care of, as it always is in Bartlesville. Nothing-nothing game so far between Enid and the Indians, but Bartlesville has runners on second and third here with one out, and that pitch nearly hit Archambault. He had to duck away from it. That runs the count full, 3-2. Dimensions of the field, it's 355 and straightaway center. 350, actually. And this one, Archambault belts into left. That gets down. One run is in for sure. That'll score two. So the Bartlesville Bruins have started off with a 2-0 lead, thanks to an RBI single from AJ. And that brings the crowd here to its feet. And AJ Archambault, the RBI leader on this team, just able to add a couple more in there. So Bartlesville takes an early 2-0 lead, and Taylor Cobb comes up to the plate. Well, we've been talking about it all year long. You definitely cannot judge a team too harshly by its record, especially at the 6A level. A strike there. Everybody is good, especially in this district. Really, the only team that has truly struggled is Muskogee, who does not have a district win. But really, everybody else can play. Pretty top-notch baseball. Next pitch inside for ball one from Brett Russell. So 2 hits and 2 runs for Bartlesville in the inning. 1-1 pitch. Strike. 1-2 to count. Some of the fans here didn't appreciate the call very much. Double play sure wouldn't be a bad thing to happen right now if you're an Enid baseball fan. Throw to first base, back safely, is AJ. Taylor Cobb this season, a .375 hitter in his last outing out against Sand Springs, went 1-for-3, also scored 2 runs. And he just got hit by a pitch from Brett Russell. Well, there was one thing that Brett struggled with in that loss he had against Stillwater, and that was hitting batters. And he just put runners on first and second now here in the bottom of the first with just one out. And that is the 6th time this year that Brett has hit an opposing batter. That brings up Zach Snow. Left-handed Snow falls behind in the count, 0-1. He's hitting .323 this season, 5 runs batted in. He's also got 4 walks, 1-for-3 with an RBI in his last outing against Sand Springs. Pickoff try to second base. And Archambault slides back in time. So Bartlesville draws first blood here, leading 2-0. Thanks to an RBI single by their stud, A.J. Archambault. That ball in the dirt. Cross Bay picks it up and throws to third base. Won't get him. Stolen base for A.J. Archambault. And even if the pitch was a good one from Russell, he probably would have still made it. So there's runners on the corners now with one out. Spots 2 through 6 and 6A 4 up for grabs, and a terrific start for Bartlesville continues. Bouncer back up the middle by Snow. It'll score Archambault, an RBI for the senior designated hitter, and it's 3-0 Bruins. 3 runs on 3 hits in the inning. Bartlesville has been helped out by an Enid error. And that brings up Lucas Rietfers, junior catcher. Lucas on the season, a .250 hitter, 7 of 28. He does have 5 runs driven in, 3 doubles, and a fastball strike from Brett Russell. 0-1. The question is, how long of a leash will Brett Russell have on him tonight? Obviously, you'd like him to go as long as possible. 0-1 pitch, a tad outside for ball one. Now, if Bartlesville happens to sweep the series here against Enid, they would jump ahead of Enid going into what they have to do towards the end of their regular season, and that's make up games against Bigsby and Moore, and there's another hit up the middle. It's just been a hitting clinic put on by Bartlesville to start this game. Lucas Rietfers bounces it up the middle, and now we got the bases loaded with one out for Bartlesville. Grant Yardley, junior shortstop, coming up next, standing in from the left side. Yardley this season, a .262 average. In the 2 games against Stan Springs, he went 1-for-5 combined and a strike. Or actually a ball outside, 1-0. The runners who have scored in this inning for Bartlesville, John Cohn, Easton Hammonds, and A.J. Archambault, and they lead 3-0 on the Enid Plainsmen. Ball 2 outside and low. Boy, not the way you want to start at all if you're Enid, especially in a big district game like this. You blow some opportunities in the top of the second with poor base running, throw to first base, and I think he got him. Yes, he did. He was too far away from first base. Good pickoff try by Russell, and he is able to retire Lucas Rietfers over there, and I believe that's the first time all season. Actually, it is the second time that an Enid pitcher has picked off a runner. The other time was by the arm of Braden Pierce. So now assistant coach Zach Michael is not happy. He's coming out and talking with the infield umpire, as that just put 2 outs on the scoreboard here in the bottom of the first, with now runners on second and third, and first base open with the count 2-0 to Grant Yardley. He's batter number 8 in the Bartlesville order. Wind calming down a little bit. Russell gets the sign and the pitch right down the middle for a strike, 2-1. Most of the folks that are here sitting directly behind home plate got a great view of everything. 2-1 offering, puts it in play, over to third base, Scrimmager gathers it in, throws to first, and it's bobbled. This is a really bad start for the Enid Plainsmen. That should have been the end of the inning, but because the throw was errant, another runner comes home to score. And that goes down as another E5 on Scrimmager. Actually, I'll have to rule that an E3 on Colby Jarnigan because the ball was in his glove and he just could not hold on to it. So now it's 4-0 with runners on first and third and pickoff try to first base. Yardley beats it back though. Brennan Longacre. That pitch nearly hit him on the inside, 1-0. This is what's tough is four of these runs allowed and two of them have been earned. The other two unearned. 1-0 pitch. And that one is topped but foul right over towards the first base side of the infield in front of the Bartlesville dugout. They're in the first base dugout. Enid in the third base dugout. They're wearing their dark blue jerseys tonight. Silver numbers and letters. Bartlesville in dark blue jerseys as well, but also light blue coloring, letters and numbers. With both teams wearing white pants as well. The 1-1 pitch nearly hit him. But instead it's just a hard throwing ball to make it 2-1. So now we've seen the entire Bartlesville order come up here. In the bottom of the first, they lead 4-0. 2-1 pitch. Fastball inside for ball three. Against some quality competition here for Enid. They are 10-9 against 6A teams, but 4-0 against 5A teams. Ground ball to Wojtek, and that takes care of the inning. But not before Bartlesville does a bit of damage, quite a bit in fact. Four runs on four hits with an error. They do leave two men on base, but they lead the Enid Plainsmen 4-0 after one inning of play. This is Plainsmen Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens, Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
KCRC.
Well, a rough start to the Enid Plainsmen's game tonight. They left a couple of runners on base early on. One got picked off, and then Bartlesville puts a four spot on the board in the bottom of the first inning, and they lead 4-0 with Braden Pierce coming up. He nearly got hit by that pitch, and it's one ball, no strikes. The next pitch on its way. In the dirt for ball two from A.J. Archambault. Pierce last week for the Enid Plainsmen, 3-for-8 with a hit by pitch, 2 runs scored, also 2 runs batted in. He was the winning pitcher in one of those games against Muskogee as well. Backs away from that one for ball three. So Archambault's had a couple of issues with his command here. He's walked 2 batters already, and he's on the verge of walking a third here to start the second, which he won't yet. That's a strike. If he indeed does. Pierce's average this season, .289, 8 runs driven in, .439 on base percentage. And he takes ball four. One thing Enid's been very good at this season is drawing walks. That is their 123rd of those on the season. You average those out over 31 games, and that's about 4 walks a contest. C.J. Arndt comes to the dish, hitting .308 this season with 2 triples, 14 walks, looking for his 25th hit of the year. The lead 4-0 early for Bartlesville. Ball one high and upstairs from A.J. By the way, I want to correct something I had in the Bartlesville order. Lucas Reifers is not batting. He is just playing catcher on the defensive side. That last out was made by Derek Hill, the first baseman. Just want to make that correction there. Ball two to C.J. Arndt. C.J.'s been one of the more heavily walked guys on the Enid team this year with 14 of them. He has 12 stolen bases. Ball three. Well, if you're Enid, you will take a way to get on base any way that you can. Strike. 3-1. Went back to the fastball. Sometimes in sports, it's just about playing hot at the right time, and that's what Bartlesville is doing. 3-1 pitch, and that's ball four. So a very good job by each of those two Enid batters, Pierce and Arndt, to start off the top of the second. But this is exactly how the top of the first started. The first two men for the Enid Plainsmen walked. That was Wojtek and Scrimmager. Now Kobe Hudson comes up. Sophomore right-hander. Kobe had a good week last week. He was 5-for-8 in the two games against Muskogee and the one against Del City combined with four runs batted in, and A.J. still can't seem to find the strike zone. And Lucas Reifers will come out and have a word with his pitcher. Always a wise move there. By the way, folks, if you want to listen to any of the other Enid baseball contests we've done this season, now some activity in the bullpen going on for the Bartlesville Indians. Bruins, rather. Indians summer baseball team. See, I've seen them both. And I'll see them both again because they're coming to David Allen Ballpark this summer. 1-0 offering. A strike to Kobe. Kobe's been one of the most productive players on the team this season with a .297 average, 12 runs batted in, 22 hits, 17 of which have been singles, the other five doubles. A .409 on base percentage. He shows a bunt here, and he pops that thing so high that it goes over the net and hits the roof. So Enid has runners on first and second, nobody out. The runner at the plate, the batter at the plate is Kobe Hudson. The runners on base are Braden Pierce at second and C.J. Arndt at first. Braden Pierce, not much of a factor to steal at all. He hasn't stolen a base all year. 1-2 pitch. Strike three looking. Kobe Hudson, that is just the fifth time on the season that he has gone down looking. And it brings us to the first out of the inning with Colby Jarnigan coming next. Well, this is the one thing you worry about the way Enid's schedule has panned out. They played two very inferior teams to them last week, where they won those games by a combined score of 39-4, and you kind of wondered about how they would adjust to now having all of a sudden the competition rise a level. So far, Bartlesville's off to a great start, leading 4-0 as a fastball delivered high to Colby Jarnigan for ball one. 3-for-6 last week. He scored three runs. He had two walks and three driven in. A strike that time to make it 1-1 on the outside corner. Left-handed Jarnigan facing the right-handed A.J. Archimbeau. Looks like the man up in the bullpen saw Noah Yearout, Stephen Glenn go up over there. 1-1 pitch. And Jarnigan swings and comes up empty. 1-2. Jarnigan has 16 strikeouts on the year. 9 of them swinging, 7 of them looking, trying to avoid number 18, and he does not. He goes down looking, and that's strike out number 3 in the game already for A.J. Archimbeau. And just like in the last inning, Enid got their first two runners on base and then struggled. That's what's happening here again in the top of the second with Colton Troxell coming up. 4-0 lead for Bartlesville. Troxell belts it into center, but it's going to go right to the center fielder, Garrett Meidel. Again, Enid gets two runners on and then comes up empty. We go to the bottom of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. And two men left aboard. Bartlesville 4, Enid nothing. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Well, for the Enid Plainsmen, they've gotten runners on base. They've taken advantage of A.J. Archambault issuing four walks in the first two innings, getting on base, but then they haven't been able to get anybody home. They also don't have a hit in the game either. Bartlesville has four of them. They also have four runs and lead Enid 4-0. And we're going to start the bottom of the second right where we began the bottom of the first with the top of the Bartlesville order and John Cohn. He slashes the first baseball that's thrown his way into center field, but Colton Troxell is right there waiting on it for the first out of the inning. Easton Hammonds is next. He has reached on an error in this game earlier back in the first and then came around to score. John Cohn and Easton Hammonds came around in this first thanks to RBI and RBI single there by A.J. Archambault. Strike that time to Easton Hammonds. Kicking the fire from Brett at his ankles. One ball, one strike. One of the longest road trips of the season tonight for Enid. About 2.5 hours away. Ball two, low and outside. Atop the District 6A 4 standings, it is Owosso, then Union, and Enid are tied for second. 2-1 pitch. Low and inside, ball three. Bartlesville, though, lurking right behind in fourth. Moore is fifth, Bigsby sixth, but Moore and Bigsby tied at the moment with 5 and 6 district marks. Then it's Sand Springs and Muskogee. Ball four. First time that Brett has walked a batter tonight. And Easton Hammonds puts together a quality at bat right there, obtaining his 8th walk of the season. And Garrett Meidel will come up. He sacrificed both Hammonds and Cohn over a base. There's one out, bottom of the second inning. Bartlesville 4, Enid nothing. Meidel falls behind in the count, 0-1. So the top two teams in each district will host regionals, and right now in 6A1, that's looking like that'll be Norman North and Mustang. In 6A2, throw to first base, and sliding back is Hammonds. It is Edmund Santa Fe and UConn. In 6A3, Deer Creek, Edmund, and Jenks. They're both tied with 10-2 district records. And then Owosso and Union in 6A4 at the moment. Runner goes, and that's a high fly ball down the left field line. Looks like it's going to go foul, and it will, over into the Enid bullpen. Wonder if Brett Russell will now keep a closer eye on Easton Hammonds since he was trying to break away and go to second base. And we'll try to update you on what that score is throughout the evening between Union and Moore, because that game has very big district ramifications. And Meidel tops it right in front of home plate. They're going to say it's fair, and Cross Bay throws to second base. Then they throw to first. They don't get the runner at second. They get the runner at first, and Garrett Meidel had no idea. He thought the ball was foul. So he's over there upset. But he's ruled out at first. And that's a break for Enid, because if he would have ran, he might have been safe at first base since they couldn't get Easton Hammonds, who got to second. How would I rule that? A 2-3? Or a 2-4-3 put out to first since he threw to second and then to first? That was odd. Either way, it works out relatively well for Enid. They get their second out of the second inning. And Enid's going to intentionally walk AJ Archambault, which is probably a smart move, given that he got that big single in the first inning that scored two runs. So now he goes to first with Taylor Cobb coming up. Cobb got hit by a pitch by Brett Russell in the first and then later scored. Taylor Cobb on the season is hitting .375. It's 4-0 Bartlesville. And that pitch goes off the leg across bay and the runners move up a base. Wild pitch. And looking at Brett Russell's numbers, that is just the third time this year that the sophomore has thrown a wild pitch. And Cobb hammers this one into center, but it should be playable. Troxel, though, having to go very deep to the warning track. However, he is there. And the Enid Plainsmen get out of the jam and the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Bartlesville leaves two men aboard. But they lead the Enid Plainsmen 4-0, heading into inning number three. This is Plainsmen Baseball from CTB Sports.
The Bank of Kremlin offers the best of both worlds, high-tech convenience and friendly first-name service. Their online services are very convenient. If you have an internet connection, you can do a lot of your banking from the comfort of your own home at bankofkremlin.com. Internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements all now available free or come in and sit across the desk from someone you know. That's community banking in the 21st century. The Bank of Kremlin, with 5 area locations, member FDIC.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-A, and oh, this farm he did insure with E-I-E-I-A. With a tractor here, a combine there, his pigs and his horse and his farmhouse, of course, call Enid Insurance today.
For the past 20 years, Enid Insurance has been insuring farms in all of Northwest Oklahoma. With dozens of companies, we cultivate the best yield for your insurance dollar. So do like old MacDonald and call to cover your farm with Enid Insurance today.
Call 234-9548 or come by 2429 North Van Buren, the building with its own billboard.
KCRC.
Third inning about to commence here from Bartlesville, and it's all Bruins so far. They lead the Enid Plainsmen 4-0, thanks to two runs batted in from A.J. Archambault. Also an RBI single from Zach Snow. Bartlesville's also been helped out by two Enid errors in the game, one from Mason Scrimmager and one from Colby Jarnigan. A.J. Archambault, who was intentionally walked in the last inning at the plate, warming up here, getting ready for the third, and we will start off the top of the third inning with the top of the Enid order. Ambrin Wojtek, Mason Scrimmager, and Connor Gore. Now, Wojtek got on with a walk back in the first, and so did Scrimmager, and the inning was starting promisingly for both innings for the Enid Plainsmen, first and second. However, they took a turn. However, still a lot of baseball left in this game. Let's see how Enid adjusts. They've still yet to get a hit off of A.J. Archambault. Left-handed Wojtek standing in against the right-handed Archambault. The ORU commit, fastball high and in for ball one. The wind has had periodic moments where it's quieted, then it picks back up again. That's what it's doing right now, but nonetheless, a beautiful night for baseball. That one blankets the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. 76-degree evening. Kick in the deal. That pitch lofted high and outside for ball two. By the way, I want to say a big word of condolences to the friends and family of Adam Hooper, who was a longtime member of the KWON radio team out here in Bartlesville, as Wojtek bounces this one over to short. Grant Yardley scoops and throws to first for the first down of the inning. Adam unfortunately passed away recently, and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, called Oklahoma Wesleyan Games, and he was definitely part of the broadcasting fraternity. Saw him at the OAB Awards banquet a few weeks ago. Looked like he was in great spirits, but then unfortunately had a medical emergency and was in a coma and did not come out of it. But definitely want to remember him. Hearts and our thoughts and prayers with everybody he touched here in the Bartlesville area and surrounding area as well. Mason Scrimmager moves ahead in the count 1-0. He walked back in the first. The 1-0 pitch to Mason. Strike. A.J. Archambault looks to have settled down a little bit. 1-1 the count. 4-0 Bartlesville. Top of the third inning here. Wind up and the pitch. And Scrimmager cuts on and misses. Lucas Rietfer is a happy man after that. The catcher, as he catches the ball and delivers it right back out to Archambault. And Scrimmager lost it into right. There's the first hit of the game for Enid. It wasn't pretty. He went opposite way. But it was just one of those bloop singles that landed in front of the right fielder, John Cone. Connor Gore is next. Gore struck out swinging back in the first inning for Connor. That was the eighth time on the season that he has done that, just the 11th time that he struck out. Ball outside, 1-0. That's one thing that's promising if you're the Enid Plainsman, is that you have seen Archambault get behind in counts early. So you think you might have a good opportunity there to be patient. See if they take advantage of this now. Scrimmager slides back to first in time as Archambault keeps a close eye on him. I'm John Herrick, your voice for the Enid Plainsman. Jance Davis, our producer-engineer, back in our Enid studios. That pitch sails high and in, 2-0. Bartlesville 4, Enid nothing. Last couple of times, Enid's come into this stadium and has not gone well for them. And tonight, hasn't started off well either. Gore smashes it to left, but I think it's going to be playable for the left fielder. It is. Brennan Longacre. Two outs, and Cross Bay is next. He popped out to the second baseman to end the inning in the first. And this has been sort of one of the problems that Enid has tried to get better at throughout the season, and that's been getting timely hits. It was definitely a problem near the end of the regular season last year. And it certainly was not a problem last week. Obviously, they scored 39 runs in three games, but that was against one team that was a 5A team, sub-500 at that. And the other team was against other games against Muskogee, who only have 4 wins on the year in Class 6A. This one, a certain rise in the competition. Fastball strike on the inside corner from A.J. Archambault. Nothing in one. Cross Bay looking for hit number 38. He leads the team in hits, leads them in singles. Actually, second on the team in that category behind Wojtek. 7 doubles, 2 triples, the only home run on the year. Throw back to first base, and back safely in time is Mason Scrimmager. 2 outs in the inning, top of the third, 4-0 Bartlesville leads the Enid Plainsmen. And Scrimmager's going to go this time. It's a hit and run, which Bay is behind and fouls it off. Nothing in two. Cross had eye surgery about 3 years ago, and he has to have these eye drops put in his eyes before every game, and he almost forgot them and left them on the bus, but he was able to run back out and get them. His coaches were like, yeah, you better go get those. You're going to need them. 0-2 pitch to Cross. Ooh, just a tad bit high. 1-2. Very good eye by Cross. So Archambault does have 4 walks in this game, but he also has 3 strikeouts against Gore, Hudson, and Jarnigan. 4-0 the lead for Bartlesville and a small lead at first for Scrimmager. See if he tries to go here. Archambault certainly had a quick eye on him. He stares over there again, and Scrimmager sees that and immediately hops back to first base. 2 up in the bottom of the third for Bartlesville. They're 6, 7, and 8 batters of Zach Snow, and then Grant Yardley and Derek Hill. Bay needed to step out for a second. He gets back in. Throw to first base and sliding back in time is Scrimmager. So again, Scrimmager having the constant eye on him. By the time this night's over, his jersey's going to be covered in dirt. He goes. It's ball 2. Low throw to second. Might get there. It did, but it was bobbled by the shortstop, Grant Yardley. It was a pretty good throw from Lucas Rietfer, the catcher. A little bit low, but still online. And Mason Scrimmager, after all that, is able to go in and steal his 11th base of the season, putting him in scoring position now with 2 outs for Cross Bay. Well, Cross Bay has the second home run of the year for him in his system. Now wouldn't be a bad time to deliver it. Instead, he chops it over to third, but it's foul. Just to the left of that white line. Bartlesville 4, Enid nothing. Top of the third, two outs. Wojtek grounded out to short, then Scrimmager singled. Connor Gore flew out to deep left for the second out of the inning. And Cross Bay is now trying to keep it going here with the count even up at two on him. Archambault kicks and fires. And Bay lines it down the right field line going opposite way and lands up in the bleachers. Foul. Bay has 11 walks. He's been hit by a pitch six times. So he leads Enid in that category as well. He's not a really overtly fast guy, but he has still stolen nine bases when he's gotten on. And Scrimmager in another stare down with Archambault hightails it back to second as Archambault thinks about throwing over there. Archambault again stepping off. And that's clearly going to draw the conference now between him and his catcher, Lucas Reedfors. Reedfors goes back behind home plate. Plainsmen at 20-10 on the season. Their first 20-win season since 2009. Their first winning season since 2010. And they've done it with a lot of young guys. They have seven freshmen and seven sophomores on their roster. But they're in a tough spot here, down 4-0 in the top of the third with two outs. Conversation is over. We're ready for the next pitch. Here it is, and it's rifled high and away for ball three. What a good at-bat Cross Bay is putting together here. Fouling off pitches. Taking pitches that he shouldn't swing at. He's watching them go by. He's being patient, but he's also protecting the play. And he protects the plate again here, but he fouls it off, got jammed. First baseman Derek Hill chasing after it, but that ball lands. Whatever it landed on, it sounded loud. Couple of the Bartlesville players get to go chase down the foul ball. Enid trailing the Bartlesville Bruins 4-0. Here in Bartlesville, the rematch will be tomorrow night at David Allen Ballpark for a 6 o'clock start, which we'll have it right here for you on 1390 KCRC. Archambault ready to do the 3-2 over again. And Bay belts it into center, but right to Garrett Meidel. Hitting over, and again, Bartlesville gets out of the jam. No runs, one hit, no errors, a man left on for Enid. They have stranded four on base through three innings of play for them. As we head to the bottom of the third, it's Bartlesville 4, Enid nothing. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483. Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today, 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
1390 KCRC.
Well, this game has been dictated by the start of it. He got runners on base, came up empty in the first, second. They did so again in the top of the third. And Bartlesville got a start. It's a timely hit out of John Cone, AJ Archambault, along with Zach Snow and Grant Yardley. They've definitely done a good job there. Those guys have gotten key hits for the Bartlesville Bruins in this one. And they've scored four runs to take a 4-0 lead. Zach Snow will step in. He singled and then got left on third base back in the first. Snow's average this year, .323. He's now driven home six runs. And Brett Russell's first pitch to him skips into the dirt for ball one. Bartlesville's jerseys are more light blue, Enid of the darker blue variety, with the white E on the blue hats. The 1-0 pitch, he chased it and missed. One ball, one strike. Now the wind picking back up, blowing out to center field. One pitch, skips through the legs of Cross Bay, 2-1. Also, you wonder, you know, also last week, you wonder with Enid only playing three games, how did that affect him? Ball three. Is it maybe that they didn't play enough games to kind of keep things in rhythm? Don't know. Maybe that's playing a role. But they trail 4-0. A high drive into center off the bat of Zach Snow, and that is the third defensive putout of the game already for Colton Troxell, making Zach Snow 1-for-2 on the evening.
14, Grant Yardley.
So Grant Yardley checks in next. Yardley was the one that had the single. Moves ahead in the count here, 1-0. Russell's been trying to hit that outside corner a lot tonight, and he has for the most part, but not that time. That one chopped foul. This is a team that is very, in Enid, a very, very young team. And then Bartlesville, a little bit of the older variety, a strike from Russell, 1-2. And that one is belted into left. It'll land in for a base hit. So Grant Yardley is 2-for-2 in this game. And that is hit number 5 as well for the Bartlesville Bruins. They've out-hit Enid in this game, 5-1. They lead it 4-0. Brennan Longacre stepping in next. He is tonight's left fielder for the Bartlesville Bruins. Tries to bunt, and it rolls foul. He reached on an error back in the first inning. Was left on there. And then after him, we go to Derek Hill, and then to the top of the order. Russell taking his time and fires. This time a bunt is going to be laid down. Fair picked up by Bay. Throws to first. What a play by Cross Bay. It is a sacrifice for Brennan Longacre, though. 2-3 on the putout. If Cross Bay does not pick that ball up as quick as he does, spin and fire to first, we got two runners on base with one out. Instead, it's one runner on base with two outs for Derek Hill, the senior first baseman who grounded out to second to end the first. So Enid's played an even game with Bartlesville since the first inning, but they've got to start trying to find a way to manufacture some runs. A strike from Brett Russell. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news when I say this, but this feels a lot like the Stillwater game that Enid had earlier in the year in the Gladys Winners Tournament. They got down 8-0 after the first inning, and the score ended up being 9-1 at Stillwater. Good block by Cross Bay. He'll throw to third. Runner goes down there, and he'll beat it out. And even though Cross did all he could to keep it in front of him, he still could not get Grant Yardley. So Yardley motors his way to third base. And after that game, it was a 1-1 game where Stillwater won 9-1, but the difference was that 8-run inning. And that 4-0 inning for Bartlesville might be the difference right now. There's a pop fly by Derek Hill right to the shortstop, Connor Gore. The inning is over. So Enid comes up with a defensive stop there. No runs, a hit for the Bruins. With no errors, they leave a man on. It's 4-0 Bartlesville as we head to the fourth, and let's see if Enid can get those bats going. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Your local tractor experts at PNK know what it means to really own your land. It all starts with a John Deere tractor, and right now the all-new 3025E Compact Utility Tractor is just $125 a month. That combined with the ease of ownership, and you won't find a better deal. So don't just buy a tractor, own a John Deere. See the difference today. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with PNK. Offer ends 5/2/17. Residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See PNK for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
KCRC.
Well, the Enid Plainsmen have three games left in the regular season. One tonight, this one here, where they trail 4-0 to Bartlesville going into the fourth. Then they have their rematch against Bartlesville, only that game will be at Enid tomorrow night at David Allen Ballpark. And then their final game will be a non-district affair at UConn this Saturday at 1. Braden Pierce steps up, swings and misses at strike one. He walked back in the second, but was left on second. A.J. Archambault has four walks in this game for Bartlesville, but he's only allowed one hit, and it might stay that way as Pierce pops it up. It's in foul territory, three guys chasing it, and Archambault calls his own number and retrieves it for the first out. C.J. Arndt to the dish next, and this has just been a performance by the Enid Plainsmen that's been tough to stomach. Here in district play, getting runners on base but not being able to advance them, or in a lot of cases not being able to even put the ball in play. A couple of strikeouts looking, haven't helped things. Also two errors defensively. First pitch from Archambault floats outside for ball one. Four runs on five hits for Bartlesville. No runs, one hit. And two errors for Enid. Next pitch misses away for Archambault for ball two. Enid has left four men on base so far. Bartlesville five. 2-0 pitch as the home fans try to rattle C.J. Arndt. They don't, at least on this play. 3-0 the count. C.J. walked back in the second. Let's see if he is able to get on base this time. One of the reasons I think C.J. has drawn a lot of walks this year. There's a strike. Is that he hovers right around the plate. He gets up on it and sometimes forces guys, opposing pitchers, to hit the outer part of the strike zone, which they sometimes don't seem to do against him, and Archambault doesn't do it there. So you got to give credit to CJ. He's drawn two walks tonight. And Kobe Hudson will come up. Now, Kobe was working the count well back in the second, but just took one too many pitches and struck out looking, making him 0 for 1 tonight. And 5 of his last 9, though. Let's see how he bounces back here. Stays away from the pitch. It's ball 1. Now, there was some bullpen activity earlier in this game for Bartlesville. Noah Yearout, a sophomore, was getting some work. But after Archambault kind of settled back into a groove, he went back to the dugout. And that one hit right in the air, bobbled by the third baseman, Taylor Cobb, and everybody's safe. That's a break for the Plainsmen big time. That'll go down as an E5 on Taylor Cobb. First error of the game for Bartlesville. And Enid will take runners on base any way they can. Now the tying run is on deck with Colby Jarnigan coming up next. Now Jarnigan struck out looking. Just so important right there. Plays like that show you why you just have to put the ball in play. You never know what might happen. Left-handed Jarnigan sees the first pitch go to the outer corner for a strike. Archambault stayed away from Jarnigan on the last at-bat. 4-0 Bartlesville, one out, but Enid has runners on first and second here. Top of the fourth. And Jarnigan drives it into left, and it will land fair. They're going to say it's just to the right of the line, and everybody will slide down safe. And Brad Gore was telling C.J. Arndt, you got to run quicker. And Brad Gore's now yelling at him, even though he slid in safely. He knows he probably should have come sooner. Hey, nonetheless, the bases are loaded. And that ball looked like it might go foul. So I kind of don't blame C.J. there for holding up and making sure so he didn't get doubled off at second base. Now the bases are loaded for Colton Troxell. Top of the fourth, one out. He flew out to center. A strike from A.J. Archambault. So, again, Enid has a threat brewing. The one thing you don't want to do is ground into a double play. Enid's done that 15 times this year. Troxell, a high drive. This might be good enough for a sack fly. It's in very shallow right, though. It's caught by John Cone. No, it's not. It's not going to be a sack fly because that ball was hit too shallow. So Arndt has to stay at third base. And the bases remain loaded, though, for the leadoff man, Ambrin Wojcik. There's two outs now in the inning. So Pierce pops out to foul ground to Archambault to start the frame. C.J. Arndt walks. Hudson reaches on an error by Taylor Cobb. Jarnigan singles. And Troxell flies out to right. He's now 0-2 in the game. Ambrin Wojcik is 0-1 with a walk. A base hit here, though, by Ambrin could cut this Bartlesville lead in half. Archambault has a word with his catcher, Lucas Rietfors, real quick. And then Rietfors retreats back behind home plate. We're just past the 7 o'clock hour. You're listening to Enid Plainsman Baseball on CTV Sports Radio 1390 KCRC Enid. Enid trailing Bartlesville, 4-0, two outs, top of the fourth. Bases juiced for Ambrin Wojcik, who's hitting 368 on the season, and ball one thrown to the left-hander from the right-handed A.J. Archambault. If that ball was just a little bit deeper on that flyout by Colton Troxell, but it was just far too shallow. And that ball, one hops its way to home plate, 2-0. And Ambrin Wojcik sticks his hand up in the air and says, hold up, C.J., don't think about coming home yet. You got C.J. Arndt on third, Kobe Hudson's at second. Colby Jarnigan is on first base. 2-0 pitch to Wojcik, a strike. Yep, that Archambault went back to his money pitch, which is his fastball, and plated the outer half for a strike, 2-1. Ambrin has three doubles on the year, 29 singles. That's a belt into left, but I think it's going to go foul, and it will. Ambrin's not one of those guys that's going to hit you for power, but he can definitely hit well for contact. He is the leadoff man for a reason, and if he can somehow get on, then we would see Mason Scrimmager. Now the count is 2-2 to Wojcik with two outs and the bases juiced, 4-0 Bartlesville. The kick and the deal, ball three as it is low and outside. Archambault has now issued five walks in this game, two of which come to C.J. Arndt. Will he throw his second here to Ambrin Wojcik? 3-2 pitch. Wojcik bounces it through the hole between short and third. One run is in, and the runner behind him will hold up. Kobe Hudson stays at third. C.J. Arndt will score, and it's an RBI single for Ambrin Wojcik. And it brings up Mason Scrimmager, and Enid gets on the board. It looked like Taylor Cobb was playing up a little bit. Yardley was a little bit further to his left, leaving just enough of a hole for Wojcik to bounce that ball through. Now the base is loaded again for Mason Scrimmager, who's 1-for-1 with a walk, and he hacks the first one foul on this next at bat here. Now you got Wojcik on first, Hudson on it. Third, Jarnigan's at second. And for C.J. Arndt, he just scored his 18th run of the season. For Ambrin Wojcik, he just got his 7th run batted in. It's 4-1 Bartlesville now, top of the fourth with two outs. And Scrimmager, I think, asked for time. Yes, he did. Woo! This inning has gotten tense, big time. In a very important district game that both teams need. The 0-1 pitch, high and inside, ball one. You know, I got to be honest with you. There's not a ton of people here, but the people that are here are making this place as loud as possible. Hey, I love it, man. Atmosphere is atmosphere. Take it any way you can get it. 1-1 pitch. Floats down and away for ball two. The Enid fans in attendance chant, good eye, good eye. It is 4-1 Bartlesville. Bartlesville has 4 runs on 5 hits. They've committed an error. Enid with 1 run, 3 hits. They've committed 2. 2-1 pitch. Scrimmager tried to check his swing, and he took it around. Archambault made him chase a high fastball that he didn't want to. So, Mason Scrimmager, can he get maybe? Can he add to that RBI total, which is already at 14, his average on the season, 338, the pitch, and it's a one-hopper. It gets through the legs of the catcher, Lucas Reifers, but luckily, it takes a friendly bounce for him over to the third base line where it keeps Kobe Hudson at third. But now the count is full to Mason. It is 3-2 with 2 outs, bases loaded for Enid with Archambault starting to labor a little bit. His pitch count is really getting up here. In the top of the fourth, Enid batters making life difficult on the senior who's going to Oral Roberts next season. 3-2 pitch on its way. Ball 4! And that walks home a run. And Scrimmager will get an RBI for that. So Kobe Hudson trots home. That cuts the Bartlesville lead in half. It's 4-2. And I think out comes assistant coach Zach Michael, the 10-11 Bartlesville Bruins against the 20-10 Enid Plainsmen. The next guy up for the Plainsmen is Connor Gore. So now the tide's starting to turn a little bit in Enid's favor. And this is something that Enid has talked about all year. Enid's only played 10 home games this year. They've played the other 20 on the road, which is, you know, good for comfort level, because you never know, they may have to go on the road next week. But the other thing about it is that it'd be nice to host a regional at David Allen Ballpark. And if Enid can win tonight and tomorrow night and then get some help from Moore, they could use some help there from Moore. If Moore can beat Union 1 of 2 times and Enid takes care of their business, they would leapfrog Union into the second spot and host a regional. Connor Gore is 0-2 tonight, and up he comes in a big spot with the bases loaded. Jarnigan's at third, Wojtek at second, and Scrimmager at first. And the first pitch to Connor sails high and in, ball one. And after that long conversation with Reifers, Archambault, and Michael, the head coach Spence Rigdon again doing the work up in the press box as he courageously fights cancer, but he's cheering on his Bruins up here. Ball two. Connor's kind of hit a little bit of a mini slump here. Wouldn't call it a slump. He's 3 for his last 10. His average, though, was at one point 431 earlier in the year. Now it's 348. And that one blocked well behind home plate by Reifers, and it's 3-0 the count. 3 balls, no strikes to Connor. Another ball in this at-bat. You walk home another run. Kobe Hudson, by the way, just moments ago, scored his 15th run of the year. 4-2 Bartlesville. The pitch gets through the leg of Lucas Reifers, and that will be a run coming home. It's ball 4, so yeah, Connor goes to first. Connor was making sure that it was ball 4 because Mason Scrimmager earlier in this game didn't know. He thought it was going to be ball 4 when really he just had ball 3. So that goes down as an RBI for Connor, and Jarnigan comes home to score, and that makes it 4-3 Bartlesville. So now everything is starting to shift here. And again, Enid using the virtue of patience to their advantage. And now the bullpen activity has resumed for Bartlesville. So this inning has taken a while. It started off with Pierce popping up to the pitcher, Archambault. Arndt walked. Hudson got on by way of an error. a single by Jarnigan, a fly out to right by Troxel, but then a single by Wojtek to score a run, and up comes Cross Bay. Bay sees the pitch go low and inside for ball one. Last time the bullpen activity was Noah Year out. I think it might be him again. Nope, it is Edward Burke. 1-0 pitch, a strike that time. Now Cross flew out to center after a hard-fought at bat on a 3-2 count back in the third. He's 0-for-2 tonight. Connor Gore, by the way, 0-for-2 with a walk. 1-1 offering. Oh, that might have been a good pitch to swing at, but Cross stayed away from it. Strike two. 1-2, the count with two outs. 4-3, Bartlesville. RBI single for Wojtek and RBI walks for Scrimmager and Gore have made this a one-run game. We've now seen the entire Enid order in the fourth. Bay stays away from that pitch. It was up and in, ball two. Bay has a quick word with home plate umpire with the bases loaded here. They've been loaded ever since Jarnigan singled. Can Cross Bay continue the carousel? He'll ask for time. Archambault setting, kicking, and firing the pitch. Bay might be out here. He slams his bat down in anger after he makes contact right to the center fielder, and Cross continues to have enough off tonight. He is 0-for-3. But Enid gets three runs on two hits with an error. They leave them loaded, though. It's Bartlesville 4, Enid 3, with the bottom of the fourth coming up after these messages. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Andrew S. Natsios, Executive Professor at the Bush School of Government and Public Service, will be the keynote speaker at the 2017 Renfro Lectureship at Northern Oklahoma College on Thursday, April 27th. The dinner and lectureship, titled Is Putin's Russia a Threat to the United States, begins at 6:30 p.m. in the Renfro Center on the NOC Tonkawa campus. Tickets go on sale April 4th for $20. You can purchase your ticket in the development office or call 580-628-6292. Reserve table seating 8 or $300. Dress attire is business casual. The program is sponsored by the Carl and Carolyn Renfro Endowed Lectureship in Northern Oklahoma College.
Agriculture takes teamwork, family partnerships, a husband and wife working together, fathers and sons, mothers and daughters. Agriculture is our country's largest family business. Family partnerships working together to make things grow. We're proud to be a part of it. Farm Credit of Enid.
1390 KCRC.
Well, everything was working against the Enid Plainsmen early in this game, but they finally show signs of life at the top of the fourth inning. They were down 4-0. They scored three runs. They get RBIs from Ambrin Wojtek, Mason Scrimmager, and Connor Gore. Scrimmager and Gores both came on walks with the bases loaded. The other one was a single by Wojtek to make it 4-3 Bartlesville here from Bill Dungis Memorial Stadium in downtown Bartlesville. These two teams will play again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at David Allen Ballpark. We'll have the call right here on 1390 KCRC. Go on the air about 5:45. I'll have my pregame visit with Coach Brad Gore. John Cone steps up to the dish for the Bartlesville Bruins, trying to get back to 500 on the year on the season. They're 500 in district play at 5-5. They are 10-11 overall. John Cone is 1-for-2 tonight with a run scored. His hit is a single. He came in averaging .377. And the first pitch lofted outside from Brett Russell. So Brett had a rough first inning, but he has settled down quite a bit. He has two walks. Now, one of those was an intentional walk to A.J. Archambault. And he faces the top of the Bartlesville order here. And Cone rifles this one into center, but I think Colton Troxel is going to have a read on it and catch it. He will. Colton Troxel's been busy out there in center field tonight. That's the second time that Cone has hit out to him there. Easton Hammonds is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. He reached on an error back in the first, walked in the second, but was then left on third. Ball one. Easton, though, hitting 290 against Sand Springs. He was 0-for-4 in one game, and I believe 1-for-2 in the other one. A strike there on the outside corner. That's where Russell has made most of his progress tonight. He's been getting a lot of strikes called on the outer half. 1-1 pitch. Not this time, though. That was way down and outside. 2-1. The count. That one belted over to shortstop. Connor Gore. Fields throws. Got him. Two away. Garrett Michael has a sacrifice bunt in this game, and also he grounded out to first, but it was one of those really odd sequences where he hit the ball. He thought it was going to be foul. It was fair. Cross Bay threw to second to try to get the lead runner. He couldn't get him, but then Michael didn't take off and head to first, so he got thrown out at first. He swings and misses at the first pitch here to fall behind 0-1. Michael's average, 375. He has 11 runs batted in on the season. Has scored 15 of them, has been walked 9 times. That pitch comes low and outside for ball one. The right-handed Russell throwing to the left-handed Garrett Meidel, senior center fielder for the Bartlesville Bruins, who lead the Enid Plainsmen 4-3. That time a strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Due up for Enid in the top of the fifth. It'll be where we started the fourth inning with Braden Pierce, batters 5, 6, and 7. That's a bouncer that could get through. Grabbed by Wojtek. Throw to first. Not going to get there. I'm going to throw that as an infield single for Garrett Meidel because that was a heck of a job by Amber and Wojtek just to keep the ball in the infield. And if he would have been able to get Garrett Meidel, what a defensive play that would have been. A.J. Archambault. Now does Enid intentionally walk him again? And I think that's going to be what the guys are going to talk about here. Brad Gore, the head coach for Enid, will trot out to the mound. The entire infield will come in for this conversation. While he does that, we'll let you know that we'll let you know some items from earlier today. Bartlesville scored runs in the first inning with John Cone, Easton Hammonds, A.J. Archambault, and Taylor Cobb. The conversation is over, and we will continue play here. That was a very quick one between Gore and his entire infield. We'll have another good edition of Enid Sports Talk Live coming up at Wings to Go this upcoming Wednesday night, right here on 1390 KCRC from 6 to 7. I know one of my guests will be Ty Lazenby from the NOC Enid Jet basketball team. He just left there and is now committed to be an Oklahoma Sooner. He'll join us along with his NOC Enid coach, Greg Schamberg at 6. And Russell's first pitch to Archambault is he will throw to him this time, ball one. Intentionally walked him last time after Archambault got an RBI single that scored 2 in the first inning. Strike that time. A.J. hitting 370 this season. He now has 17 runs driven in. This time he bounces it foul with 2 outs. And he was a tad bit behind it. It's Bartlesville 4, Enid 3. The entire Enid order came up in the fourth inning. And let's see what they can do in the fifth. But they got to get through this bottom of the fourth first. I know also at 6:15 we'll have, as the runner goes, it's a pop fly, but it is foul to get out of play. A hit and run was on, so as that ball slams on the roof near us up here in the press box. We'll also have Cherokee girls basketball assistant coach Amanda Stinnett, who will join Cherokee this year, along with her head coach, Jason Collins. So those two, that tandem, just left Deer Creek Lamont, and they will be the next, they'll be the next basketball coaches at Cherokee. She's going to join us at 6:15. And a big rip and a miss by A.J. Archambault, and it's the first strikeout of the game for Brett Russell. It comes at a very critical time because it ends the fourth inning. No runs, a hit with no errors, and a man left on for Bartlesville. But they still lead Enid by a run, 4-3, going to the fifth. This is Plainsman Baseball on KCRC.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
KCRC.
Four innings are in the books, and we have a new pitcher out there for the Bartlesville Bruins. It is Edward Burke, a senior. So A.J. Archambault's day is done after four innings of play. Now, he's still in line to get the win here if Burke can provide adequate relief for him. Archambault pitched four innings. He gave up three hits. He did allow three runs, two of which were earned. The trouble, though, with him was the seven walks, three strikeouts. And Edward Burke will now come on to pitch for him. And unlike Archambault, Burke is a left-hander. And the first man he'll face is Braden Pierce. Pierce fouls this first one off. It was close to being fair, but foul. Now, one thing that Enid has struggled with this year at times has been the left-handed pitching. So that might be some of the reason why Bartlesville decides to go with a lefty here. That pitch lofted low and away to even the count up at a ball to strike. To Braden Pierce, who is hitting this season with an average of 289. 1-1 kick in the deal. That hit him in the leg! So for Braden Pierce, that is the fourth time this season he's been hit by a pitch, and he'll go down to first base. He's the tying run, and we're going to have a runner come on for him. Ryan Stotts, who has done a lot of courtesy running this year for the Enid Plainsmen, is now on first base. And Ryan Stotts was busy. He was 1-for-2 in that game on Thursday at the plate against Dell City. And he has scored three runs this season as a courtesy runner. Boy, if he could get a fourth one, that'd be huge in this game. With C.J. Arndt coming up, ball one thrown to him by Edward Burke. Well, as you hear him say in sports a lot, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Thank goodness, because Enid did not start this game well at all. I think that one threw the middle for a strike. Arndt was showing bunt. And they've just kind of worked methodically and carefully back in this game. They've gotten runners on base every time. In fact, both teams have stranded at least one runner on base in every inning. Off-speed pitch got away from Burke, sails high and away, 2-1 the count. And it looks like we've got more bullpen activity up for Bartlesville. Bartlesville has left six men aboard tonight on base, and Enid has left seven. Low and outside for ball three, but now Enid's got the tying run on first and the go-ahead run at the dish. Bartlesville 4, Enid 3. At one point, this game was 4-0 and Bartlesville was cruising, but Enid has made it interesting. Throw to first base, a slow developing one at that, but he gets back. See if we can get you some other 6A scores from the evening. Don't really have any of them coming yet, but I'll keep monitoring that for you. And that one goes behind him. It goes behind C.J. Arndt, and he has walked every time up tonight. And it's funny, you know, C.J., I've talked about this with C.J. a lot. C.J. likes to swing the bat. He doesn't like having to take pitches. But he says, you know what I also don't like? Going back to the bench after being out. I want to get on any way I can. So Stotts to second, CJ to first, nobody out, top of the fifth, 4-3 Bartlesville with now Kobe Hudson. Now Kobe's 0-for-2 in the game, but he reached on an error back in the fourth. He shows bunt, and he pops it back to the net foul. That's not how he wanted to do that, 0-1. Three runs on three hits for Enid. The men that have gotten hits today for the Plainsmen, Scrimmager, Wojtek, and Jarnigan has the other one, compared to six hits for Bartlesville. Burke stepped off the rubber for a second. Now he gets back on. He takes a look at Hudson, who shows bunt again. Now he pulls his bat back and swings and bounces it through the hole between first and second. Scooped up by the right fielder, John Cone. The throw is cut off by the relay man. And we are tied at four. An RBI single by Kobe Hudson. Some trickery by the sophomore. He shows bunt, brings the infield up, and then dribbles a base hit right past the first and second baseman. And he comes up with a key RBI to tie this game. And I think we are going to have a pinch hitter. We are. So Hayden Priest is going to come up here and pinch hit for Colby Jarnigan. Now Jarnigan, 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored, is now coming out. So it looks like we're going to have also Hayden Priest might fill in over at first base when he comes out on defense, because he's played first base a lot. He's played some in the outfield. But this move may also have a defensive wrinkle to it, not just an offensive wrinkle. C.J. Arndt goes to third, by the way, with Hudson on first. We have runners on the corners with nobody out. And Hayden Priest coming up, whose average this season is .219. He was 1-for-3 last week with a walk and a run RBI, and he tries to lay a bunt down, but it just bounces foul wide to the first base side, 0-1. C.J. Arndt was speeding home, but he'll have to go back to third base. So Enid has come back. They have erased a 4-0 deficit to tie this game up at 4. This team is just gritty. Last year, when this team was even younger than they were, and it was Coach Brad Gore's first year, and they were getting used to him, and he was getting used to them, this might have been a situation where they would have struggled and not been able to come back. But this year, a grittier team. That pitch lofted away for ball one. Good eye by Hayden Priest. Priest with 12 runs batted in this year. 292 on base percentage. A dribbler over to short. Throw home, and CJ's tagged out. So it's a fielder's choice. I don't think Coach Brad Gore, based on his reaction, wanted CJ to go from third. But he did. And Coach Gore is so mad at CJ right now, he's letting him have it. Yep, that was not something that he wanted CJ to do. So it ends up being a 6-2 fielder's choice that Priest grounds into. And that makes it runners on first and second with one out in the top of the fifth for Colton Troxell, who is 0-for-2, two flyouts. He shows bunt here and gets it down fair. Scooped up and grabbed by Burke. Throw to first base. It's high. It goes over to the wall, and Enid takes the lead. Troxell heads on into second. It scored one, and the throw home is offline. Enid leads it now 6-4. So it'll be a bunt single for Colton Troxell. And then two more runs will come home and score. Hudson did, and so did Hayden Priest, all the way from first, thanks to the error by the third baseman, Taylor Cobb. He now has two of those in the game. And Enid now has come back to score six unanswered, and here is Ambrin Wojtek, the leadoff man. With Colton Troxell on third base, Priest will pop this one up on a bunt try, Wojtek will, rather, and Troxell holds up at third. Well, Troxell, I don't think, knew that he wanted to go there, and Brad Gore was upset with him because he didn't know that he should go there. So then Brad wasn't happy with Colton Troxell, even though he stays at third. With now Mason Scrimmager coming up. Scrimmager's first pitch to him, Upstairs and high from Edward Burke. Ball one. Scrimmager is one for one tonight. He has two walks with an RBI. And that's a low throw. And at the ankles of him, 2-0 the count. So here's what Bartlesville has coming up in the bottom of the fifth. They will have their 5-6-7 batters of Taylor Cobb, Zach Snow, and Grant Yardley. And Scrimmager just got plunked in the back by Edward Burke. So now Enid's got runners on the corners with two outs. It just got away from Edward. He clearly didn't mean to, just a mistake. With Connor Gore coming up, you'd love to see Connor get a hit in a situation like this. So both teams have not exactly played defensive gems of evenings tonight. They both have committed two errors. Wonder how much nerves play into it like this, because this basically is, in a lot of ways, a playoff game. Playoff seating on the line. That one ripped into left by Connor, and it's fair! That will score the runner Troxel from third. It may score another one. It's down near the corner. Coach Gore waving him home. Connor has a double. No play at the plate, and it's 8-4 Enid Plainsman. RBI double for Connor Gore, scores two. Troxel and Scrimmager both come home. And now, that brings up Cross Bay. I believe it's 8-4, Enid, but I think the scoreboard says 7. I heard one fan out there say it's 8. But Cross Bay is next. He's 0-3. The pitch to him is a strike. Nothing in one, the count. What a job here by the Enid offense. Yes, they were helped out by a key error in this inning. And Bay delivers a shot into right, but I think that's going to be playable for John Cohn. Bay continues to have a tough night. He is 0-4. But Enid takes an 8-4 lead on the Bartlesville Bruins with the bottom of the fifth coming up next. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Back-to-back innings where we have seen the entire Enid order coming up to the plate, and boy, did they deliver. They scored three in the fourth and then five more in the fifth, so they have erased a 4-0 deficit and then some. They now lead the Bartlesville Bruins 8-4, and Rhett Russell comes back out to pitch for the Enid Plainsman. You know he's got a little more pep in his step. So I kind of wondered with Hayden Priest coming in to pinch hit for Jarnigan, if Priest might come out and play first base defensively, which he has done in the past, but Colby Jarnigan is staying in the game at first. Taylor Cobb will lead off the inning for the Bartlesville Bruins. He's 0-1 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. He fouls the first pitch over towards the dugout, 0-1. Boy, what a game this has turned around to be. 0-1 pitch. Tried to check his swing. Did he go around? They say he did not. It's ball one. Umpire made his mind up pretty quick that was a ball, but he needed to make sure with the first base umpire that he did not go around. And he puts a charge into this one, but it should be playable in left field, shallow left. And Troxel is the one that comes over and makes the catch. Troxel just wants to, he just wants to get to every fly ball in the outfield tonight. That brings up Zach Snow, who is 1-for-2 with a run batted in. He singled back in the first and drove home one of those runs. But ever since then, all Bartlesville has been able to muster up is two hits. One-oh pitch. A high chopper. That one hit a mile high in the air. Wojtek plays it off a bounce and throws him out. Two down. 8-4, Enid Plainsman. They have done that damage on 6 hits as well. They've been helped out by 2 errors from Bartlesville. Now Grant Yardley will try to keep the inning alive. And he just bolted one back behind the legs of Brett Russell up the middle. Boy, when Bartlesville has gotten hits tonight, and by the way, Grant Yardley is now perfect 3-for-3. Every hit they've had has just been right up the gut. And that is their 7th of the ball game. With Brennan Longacre, junior left fielder, coming up. He is 0-for-1 with a sacrifice bunt. And the left-hander stands in, batting a total of 323 this season. Checked his swing and held up. The ball goes high and away for ball one. So we're going to start off the 6th inning for Enid next after this one, right where we began the 4th and 5th with Braden Pierce, C.J. Arndt, and Kobe Hudson. Batters 5, 6, and 7. The 1-0. Strike on the outer half, 1-1 the count from Brett Russell. The other score to keep very close eye on tonight is that Union Moore score. To see if Moore can do Enid a favor and happen to beat Union. If they do that and Enid takes care of their business, they might be able to get the second spot in 6A4 and host a regional next week. The 2-1 pitch floats inside for ball three, and now Cross Bay is worried enough that he needs to go out there and have a word with Brett Russell. It's always the case in baseball, that third strike and that third out, always the toughest to get, and that's being shown right here. Enid has taken an 8-4 lead. They did it with 3 runs in the 4th, 5 more in the 5th. Troxel had a bunt single, the key play of the game. He had a bunt single, but Taylor Cobb with a bad throw to first base, which allowed 2 runs to come home and score. That one's a blooper but foul as contact is made. From Brennan Longacre after the conversation between Russell and Bay. Three-two pitch, runner goes, ball four, just missed by a tad. The third walk of the evening for Brett Russell. So now it puts runners on first and second here for Bartlesville in the bottom of the 5th with 2 down. Putnam City West and Southmore scoreless in the 2nd inning. But that's all we have right now. And I think we're going to see another meeting on the mound here with Coach Brad Gore. Of course, he wants to save his pitching as much as possible. But he also knows if he needs to get into the bullpen here, he will. Now, there is activity in the bullpen for Enid, but that is on the way other end of the stadium here. I'm going to try to back up and see if I can get a good view of who is over there warming up. Looks like it is Colt McCoy, I think. And Brett Russell has just been taken out of the ball game. All right, so we're going to have a new Enid pitcher when we come back after this. Bartlesville leads Enid 8-4. Bottom of the 5th with 2 outs, and Bartlesville has 2 men on base. As Colt McCoy gets ready to pitch. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
KCRC.
So things have taken a turn here for the Enid Plainsmen. At one point they were down 4-0, but they have surged back. They now lead 8-4 on the Bartlesville Bruins, but Bartlesville not going quietly. Brett Russell was just pulled from the game after 4 2/3. He gives up 7 hits. So far he's allowed 4 runs, and 3 of those have been earned. He has 3 walks and 1 strikeout. He's also responsible for the runners that are on first and second, and Colt McCoy will come on and pitch. McCoy, the winning pitcher from Thursday night, an ERA of 3.17, a record of 4-1, 19 strikeouts, 8 walks. First man that Colt will face is the 9-hole hitter for Bartlesville, Derek Hill. Hill is 0-2 with a ground out and a pop out. First pitch from Colt, strike on the outside corner. The one thing McCoy does not do a whole lot of is walk people. When he's been the starter, he has 3 complete games, and this is the 8th time he has made an appearance this year. The 0-1 pitch skips away, but Bay is able to grab the baseball before the runners advance. So you can't get too comfortable here if you're Enid, because even though you're up by 4 runs, the tying run is on deck. And there's a liner past the first baseman, Jarnigan. Scooped up by C.J. Arndt. He throws home, and he's safe. It was a good throw by C.J., a really good throw, but it's still an RBI single for Derek Hill. And it scores Grant Yardley. Second hit of the inning for Bartlesville, the first run. And now we go back to the top of the order. So Brennan Longacre is on third base. Bartlesville has runners on the corners now with 2 outs. And John Cone will come up next. He is 1-3. And after facing 1 batter, Colt McCoy is taken out of the game. And Mason Scrimmager is now going to pitch. Coach Brad Gore just handed the ball to Mason. All right. Mason will go complete his warm-up pitches, and we'll see him when we come back after this. It's 8-5 Bartlesville, 2 outs, bottom of the 5th. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Well, that was pretty quick. Colt McCoy only faced 1 batter. He gives up a single to Derek Hill that scores a run. And right after that, Coach Brad Gore wastes no time and he brings on Mason Scrimmager to pitch. Now, Coach Gore has been very coy about the status of Mason Scrimmager. He's been dealing with a kind of a strained muscle in his back, and that was kind of dating back to the very first game against Union back in March. But he is ready to pitch now, apparently. Colby Jarnigan moves from first base to third, and Braden Pierce will take over at first base defensively, because Scrimmager started out the night on third. Now, there's two outs in the inning, but Bartlesville continues to make this game interesting. It's 8-5 Enid. They've got runners on the corners here in this bottom of the fifth with two outs. Now, Mason Scrimmager's numbers this year, a 1.62 ERA, a 4-0 record. But he has not pitched in a long time, in a month. That's how long ago we've seen him. But let's see how he does here facing the leadoff man, John Cohn. Strike on the first pitch to John. John is 1-for-2 tonight. A single, a run scored. That single and run came back in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. That one got away from Bay. It's through his legs, but Bay's able to pick it up and get it back to Scrimmager. 1-1. Okay, so I guess this answers some questions about tomorrow night. I doubt we're going to see Mason Scrimmager pitch in tomorrow night's game. I was kind of wondering if we would have seen him start. Runner goes, or thought about it at least, and it's ball two from Mason. Looks like we may see either Braden Pierce go tomorrow. Yeah, it's looking like we're going to go with Pierce tomorrow. Ball three, Mason struggling on this at bat. Colt McCoy only faces one batter and gets taken out of the game, so he's responsible for Derek Hill. That last run that came home charged to Brett Russell. That one's bounced up the middle, but grabbed by Wojtek. He steps on the base, and that ends the inning. It was very close, but the runner on first, Derek Hill, was almost there to beat the tag, but a good job by Wojtek to step on the bag and end the inning. But Bartlesville gets a run on two hits with no errors. They leave two men on. It's 8-5 Enid with the sixth inning right around the corner. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
KCRC.
Hunter Stoops is coming on to pitch to be the new pitcher for Bartlesville. So AJ Archambault, he came out with the score 4-3 Enid, the starting pitcher for Bartlesville. But now, since the lead was given up, he will come out of this game with a no decision. Hunter Stoops is on to pitch now. And we will face the same part of the order to start the inning in the sixth that we saw for Enid in the fourth and fifth. We'll lead it off with the 5, 6, and 7 batters of Braden Pierce, C.J. Art, and Kobe Hudson. Enid ahead of Bartlesville, 8-5.
Braden Pierce
is 0-for-1 in this game, but he's been hit by a pitch. His courtesy runner, Ryan Stotts, came around to score one of those key runs in the fifth inning where Enid took the lead. The kick and the deal on the first pitch from Stoops. A one-hopper, ball one to Braden Pierce, who is now gone from playing the designated hitter, to being the first baseman with Mason Scrimmager coming off third to pitch. Pierce dribbles this one right to the third baseman here. Taylor Cobb throws to first for the first out of the inning. 5-3 on the putout, one down. C.J. Arndt has been walked all three times he has come up to the plate, and he will come up here. So Enid is now six outs away from getting a big district win over Bartlesville, but they'll have to play Bartlesville again tomorrow night. Two games in district play against each opponent, and that's what they'll have to do. Bartlesville's also in an interesting situation district-wise. We'll get to that in a moment. Arndt tries to lay a bunt down and whiffs, nothing and one. Bartlesville, because they could not get their game in earlier against Moore, CJ is going to come out and have a word here with head coach Brad Gore. They now have to play Moore in a makeup game on April 28th. They also have to make up a game against Bigsby from earlier in the season before the regular season is over. However, those games are scheduled to take place on Friday night. The problem with that, though, is that we're scheduled to see a ton of bad weather on Friday, so we'll see how that goes. Bartlesville winning by an average of five runs a game on average when they win. They're only losing by an average of two runs. They play just about everybody close. The 0-1 pitch drifts down and away from Hunter Stoops as we're ready to resume action. And Enid on the season, they're scoring five runs a game, giving up three. They're winning games by an average of five runs a game when they win, losing by an average of five when they fall short. And Arndt, a check swing ball that's hit right in front of home plate, picked up and thrown to first. Nice play by Hunter Stoops. Not an easy play, but he was able to get C.J. Arndt for the second out. Top of six, 8-5 is the lead for the Enid Plainsmen, with Kobe Hudson coming up trying to keep the inning going. He had an RBI single in the fifth that tied the game. Then after that, Hayden Priest grounded into a fielder's choice. And Troxel had a bunt single where an error was committed that scored two more. And after that, Enid got two more insurance runs as ball one whizzes by Kobe Hudson. The pitch on its way, low and outside for ball two. Hudson came into this game hitting .297. The hottest point for him in the season was in the Arizona tournament where he hit .556. Ball three. Bartlesville fans thought for sure that was strike one from Hunter Stoops, the right-handed reliever. Ball four. Good job by Kobe. One fan just said, ball three, Blue. It should have been ball four. I always love witty fan-umpire interactions. Always entertaining. I think we got Colby Jarnigan is coming back up to bat here. Hayden Priest pinch hit for Jarnigan back in the fifth, but Jarnigan can come, he'll come back up and hit here. Yep, this isn't the big leagues. In high school baseball, you can pinch hit for a player and then put that player that you pinch hit for back in the game. That's what Coach Gore is electing to do here with Jarnigan. Jarnigan 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And a strike. So when Jarnigan came around to score that run back in the fourth inning, that was his 14th run scored of the season. Enid got off to a very slow start, but turned it around quickly. Throw to first base, and it's a low one. Boy, it hops off the glove of Derek Hill. Edward Burke was the pitcher who gave up the lead in that inning. He did allow the five runs, but I haven't tabulated his run total yet. There's no way all of those runs were earned. 1-1 pitch. A strike emphatically called by the home plate umpire. 1-2. Looked like an off-speed pitch that fooled Jarnigan a little bit. One ball, two strikes, the count for Colby. Bartlesville trying to get that difficult third out of the inning here in the top of six as we approach the 8 o'clock hour. Jarnigan hacks it and just is able to get barely enough of that ball to foul it off. So after Jarnigan, we go to Colton Troxel. Elsewhere in district play, Muskogee is playing Bigsby tonight. Sand Springs is at Owosso. That game is scoreless in a second. Ball Ball two, throw to first base, and Hudson beats it back in time. Good alert play by Lucas Rietvers, the catcher. We got Ducks up on the board now. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the sixth with the score. 8-5, Enid. Looking to add to it here. Ball three, very good eye by Colby. That one was righted on his hip. Colby's putting together a really nice at-bat here. He has 16 walks on the year. Can he get his 17th? Hitting 277. Rips it down the right field line, but he pulled it a tad too much foul. And with two outs, Kobe Hudson was going on contact, and he'll have to go all the way back to first base. But I like the effort and the initiative there. Hunter Stoops, kicking and firing, runner goes, and it's again fouled back by Jarnigan. So Edward Burke is credited for pitching one inning. In that inning, he gave up three hits. He allowed five runs, but only two of which were earned. He had one walk, no strikeouts, and he'll be in line to get the loss unless things turn around here for Bartlesville. The 3-2 pitch, runner goes, ball four. And again, the Bartlesville crowd thought that should have been a strike, and again, they don't get their way. So Enid, using the walk to their advantage. When you look at the Bartlesville pitching staff in total, A.J. Archambault had seven walks. Burke had one, and now here in relief, Hunter Stoops has tossed out two of them. And that brings up Colton Troxell, who is 1-for-3 on the night with a run scored. The pitch to him, lifted high and out of play on a foul ball, 0-1. Troxell this season is hitting .211. He didn't really see much action at the plate last week. He was 1-for-1 with a run scored. His defense, though, in center field this year and his ability as a closer has been outstanding all year long. 0-1 pitch. Strike. It's amazing the transformation that Troxell has gone under the last few years. He's gone from being kind of a finesse pitcher as a starter to now being more of a hard-throwing closer for Coach Brad Gore. And the transformation has been a very impressive one to watch. He's behind in the count here, 0-2, though. With runners on first and second for Ian, and they lead 8-5. And he got jammed, but he was able to foul it off and stay alive in the count. And if Troxell can get on base here, Enid will have their leadoff man, Ambrin Wojcik, coming up, which you would certainly love to have if you're the Plainsman. Can't be against having your leadoff man come up at any time, especially when they've been as good as Ambrin this year. 0-2 pitch, runners go, and strike three looking for Colton Troxell. He knew he should have gone after that pitch. Instead, he looked at it. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. And two men left aboard for Enid. Yet they still lead Bartlesville 8-5 through 5.5 innings of play. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
The Enid Plainsmen lead the Bartlesville Bruins 8-5 here in Bartlesville at the beautiful Bill Dungeness Memorial Stadium in downtown Bartlesville. Last year, this place was not kind to the Enid Plainsmen. They were trounced 11-1 after beating Bartlesville at David Allen Ballpark 2-1. But here tonight, after a slow start where they fell behind 4-0, they've rallied back to lead 8-5. But here comes Bartlesville in the bottom of the sixth with batters 2, 3, and 4 of Easton Hammonds, Garrett Meidel, and A.J. Archambault. First pitch to Easton Hammonds from Mason Scrimmager. First time we have seen Scrimmager in about a month. A strike thrown to him. The last time we saw Mason pitch was that home game against Union on March 27th. 0-1 misses low and outside. Ball one. Now, every time I talk to Mason and I've asked him about it, that strained muscle in his back near his shoulder blade, he's like, I'm fine. I'm ready to go. It's just a matter of Coach Brad Gore being as careful as possible with him. That one sails way outside for ball two. 2-1. So, now with Russell out of the game and Colt McCoy giving up a single, Scrimmager came on in relief. There's a chopper right to Connor Gore. And a high throw off the bag tagged him out by Pierce, though. Woo. That was a bullet dodge by Connor Gore. That was nearly an error by him. But Braden Pierce took the ball wide off the bag and then tagged out Easton Hammonds. One out. Garrett Meidel is next. He is 1-4-2. A single, a sacrifice bunt for him. The senior is hitting 375 on the year. Bartlesville came into this game riding a 6-game winning streak. That's a liner out of play foul. Bartlesville had a rough year last year. They were 11-22. So they're trying to match their win total from last season tonight. They're 10-11. Overall, 5-5 in district play. Enid's 20-10. After having a 20-loss season last year where they went 14-20, they now have a 20-win season and they're looking for more. Ball one thrown to Garrett Meidel. The count evens up on him 1-1 with the score. Enid 8, Bartlesville 5. Bottom of the 6th with one out. Misses inside on the next pitch. Ball two, and Frost Bay is a little bit bothered by Mason, so he's going to go out and talk to him, the catcher. So, Scrimmager with a 1.62 ERA. He has 11 walks on the year, but 14 strikeouts. He also has one shutout victory to his credit. And that was for Enid, a 4-0 win for them back against Sand Springs. That one goes off the glove of Wojtek into center field. That's a tough call there. I'm going to rule that a hit for Meidel. So Bartlesville has gotten a hit in every inning but the second. And both teams, Enid and Bartlesville, have gotten at least a runner on base and stranded at least a runner on base in every inning in this game. And a one-out single there for Garrett Meidel with A.J. Archambault coming up. Now, how do you want to play this if you're Enid? You've already intentionally walked him in the game. He does have two runs batted in. He is 1-for-2 with that run scored as well. And he's going to Oral Roberts University next year. He came out after pitching 4 innings as the starter, and he bullseyes that one into left. He got that one right on the screws. Hit that one hard into left field, and now Bartlesville has runners on first and second with one out. And the tying run is now at the plate in the form of Taylor Cobb. He is 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. One of our other guests that will be joining us on Wednesday night, Enid Sports Talk Live, Pioneer Baseball Coach David Risen, whose team is in the regional tournament. Their team's ranked 6th in Class A. He'll join us after winning a district championship. That one into center field, and Colton Troxell goes after it and makes a diving catch. Great play by Troxell to slide and grab that. Colton Troxell continues his busy night in center field, and he has played outstanding there all season long. With Zach Snow coming up, he is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Let's count up the defensive outs for Colton Troxell tonight. 6 defensive outs recorded in center field for Colton Troxell. Zach Snow tries to keep the inning alive, and a strike thrown to him by Mason Scrimmager, 0-1. Next pitch on its way, belts it foul. That makes the count 0-2. So Bartlesville down to their last strike here in the bottom of the sixth inning with Enid on top, 8-5. They were trailing 4-0 early in the game after a rough first inning. Bartlesville got 4 in the first, but Enid's kept them relatively at bay until Bartlesville got 1 in the fifth. The 0-2, that one's a chopper, high in front of the mound. Scrimmager picks it up, throws to first, and got him! Good job by Mason, and also an excellent job by Braden Pierce to move to his right and call for that ball on the outside of the plate, and the inning is through in the sixth. For Bartlesville, no runs, two hits with no errors. They do leave two men aboard. It's Enid 8, Bartlesville 5 as we go to the seventh. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford Lincoln and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
KCRC.
We are heading into the seventh inning where the Enid Plainsmen have taken the lead on the Bartlesville Bruins 8-5. They did it in the fourth and fifth, scoring 3 in the fourth to get within 1 run. Then they got 5 in the fifth to make it 8-4. However, Bartlesville did get a run after that in the fifth inning. Grant Yardley came around to score on an RBI single from Derek Hill. Hunter Stoops will continue to be the relief pitcher out there on the bump for the Bartlesville Bruins. First man he'll face is the leadoff man for Enid, Ambrin Wojtek, and he nearly hits Wojtek in the leg for ball one. So Enid is trying to win their big district game tonight, which would amount to be their sixth in a row. Bartlesville came into tonight having won 6 in a row. As Wojtek blasts the next pitch back to the net, foul, 1-1. Bartlesville was 4-11 at one point. They've now won 6 straight. They're 10-11. Enid 20-10. They're scoring 5 runs a game and allowing 3. Bartlesville scoring 6 and allowing 6. The 1-1 pitch. Wojtek smacks it right over to the shortstop, and Yardley retires him. So Ambrin Wojtek tonight is 1-for-4 with a walk and an RBI. And Mason Scrimmager will come up. He is 1-for-1 with 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. And he's also scored a run with an RBI as well. Now, the key thing to remember about Mason getting hit by a pitch in the fifth inning was he was hit almost in the same spot where he had been dealing with that strained muscle in his back. But he's okay, and he continues. First pitch to him inside for ball one. I might have to agree with the Bartlesville contingency on that one. That one looks like a pretty good pitch to me. One ball, no strikes, the count. That one bounces outside for ball two. 2-0 the count. So now Enid 3 outs away defensively from getting their 6th win in a row and a big district win, which would put them one step closer to possibly hosting a regional in 6A4. That's a one-hopper past the catcher, Lucas Rietvers, as head coach for Bartlesville, Spence Rigdon, puts his hands on his head after that one. Man in the on-deck circle is Connor Gore. He goes and grabs the ball that got behind home plate. On a 3-0 pitch, Scrimmager was taking the whole way, and he sees a strike go by him. It is an 8-5 advantage for the Enid Plainsmen, coming back after trailing early 4-0. Scrimmager makes contact and lifts it in to foul territory over towards the Bartlesville dugout. The first baseman, Derek Hill, motoring his way over there, but it goes foul to run the count full. 3-2. We don't have a score on the Moore Union game, which is the one we really need to see, depending, which has a lot of meaning for both of these teams. But we do know that Deer Creek and Edmond North are tied at 2 in the second. Also, that Owosso leads Sand Springs 1-0 in the second. Muskogee and Bigsby are scoreless so far. 3-2 pitch. Ripped into center by Scrimmager. I don't think it's deep enough. It is not. Backpedaling is Garrett Meidel for the second out of the inning. And Connor Gore is 1-for-3 tonight with a double. He has belted home 3 runs, and he had probably the biggest hit of the game back in the 5th inning. He belted that down the left field line, and it was so funny to watch his dad, Brad Gore, when he hit that ball, wave him home, just wave him home. He was so excited because he knows what a big hit that was. Connor pulls this one to the third base side, and it will trickle foul, 0-1. It'll be so good to be back at David Allen Ballpark tomorrow. My gosh, Enid's been on the road so much as of late. It'll be the home finale for Enid, and it will also be senior night, so that'll be fun. Tomorrow will be a very fun evening at David Allen. 0-1 pitch. Strike that time to Connor, 0-2. As important as the young men for Enid have been on the senior side, you can't just, for the freshmen and sophomores, you can't discount the 5 seniors of Dakota Cronister, Colton Troxel, CJ Arndt, Cross Bay, and Colt McCoy. Those guys have been very key contributors to the Enid baseball program as Gore lifts that one out of play, and they'll be honored tomorrow night for senior night. One of my favorite senior night memories, and I think former Enid baseball coach Bill Mayberry will agree with me on this one. 0-2 pitch, Connor pops it up. And right to the shortstop. It almost went over his head into the outfield, but Grant Yardley makes the catch. We'll have to save that story for the bottom of the 7th inning. I'll tell it to you when we come back after this. Enid on top of Bartlesville, 8-5. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
We go into the bottom of the 7th inning, and Mason Scrimmager continues to be our starting pitcher for Enid as Enid tries to put a wrap on this game and win this one. Be a very important one for both of these teams, but Enid leads it 8-5 at the moment. The story I was telling about was senior night. One of my favorite senior night memories was a couple of years ago. It was Bill Mayberry's last year as the Enid baseball coach, and he said, you know, hey, I'm going to start these seniors tonight, and I'm going to leave them in for an inning and see how they do, because you never know. A guy like Corey Gantz might come up and get a big base hit as Bartlesville will lead off with their 7-8-9 batters of Grant Yardley, Brennan Longacre, and Derek Hill. Now, Yardley's 3-for-3 with a run scored in this game. Ball 2 thrown to him by Mason, and he said, you never know, a guy like Corey Gantz might come up and get a base hit in the game. Well, what does Corey Gantz do? A senior who wasn't a baseball player, really. He didn't play a whole lot, but when he got up there, he got a base hit down the left field line and gave Enid the early lead in that game. I believe it was against Bishop McGinnis. They went on and won the won that contest as that one blasted foul out of play by Yardley, 2-1 the count. But senior night's always special, always a fun night for every senior, and it will be that way tomorrow night. 2-1 offering. Ball three. That was a very close pitch, and the Enid fans in attendance didn't like the call from the home plate umpire. It is Enid 8, Bartlesville 5. Enid changed everything in the fourth and fifth innings. 3-1 offering, and Mason walked him. So Grant Yardley has been a thorn in Enid's side all night. He has reached base safely in all four of his appearances. 3-for-3 with a walk and a run scored, and the next batter to the dish is Brennan Longacre, who is 0-for-1. He has a walk and a sacrifice bunt. Now the tying run is on deck for Bartlesville here in the bottom of the seventh with nobody out. Chance Davis, our producer-engineer. I'm John Herrick with you from Bartlesville. First pitch, low and inside for ball one. Now you wonder how short the leash is going to be on Mason Scrimmager if he struggles. And right as I say that, Enid baseball coach Brad Gore heads on out to talk to him. Now, this might be the last pitch for Mason. I don't know. Yeah, I think it is. Yep, it is. And Colton Troxell is being signaled in to come in and pitch. He will come in from center field. That probably means that we're going to see Dakota Cronister come in, and Mason Scrimmager's night is done. 8-5 Enid as they lead Bartlesville here with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Where's the beef? Right here in this area. Our local livestock producers raise some of the finest beef in the world. Where's the beef? You'll find it at a local backyard family barbecue. You'll find it at a faraway fancy four-star restaurant. Hats off to our local livestock producers. We appreciate their continued business. Farm Credit of Enid.
KCRC.
It is the bottom of the seventh inning. It is 8-5 Enid Plainsman. They lead the Bartlesville Bruins, but Bartlesville is not going down quietly. We mentioned this at the outset of the game. Bartlesville does not lose games big. Even when they've lost this year, they have a 10-11 record. They have played everybody tough. Case in point, one of the best teams in the state, Owosso. They did lose to them twice, but those were games that were decided on by two to one scores. And Colton Troxell will try to come on and close this game out for Enid. He is the closer this year for the Plainsmen. 7 saves, a 1-1 record with a 2.94 ERA, 13 walks, 17 strikeouts. First pitch from Troxell on its way to Brennan Longacre. That makes the count 2-0 because Mason was pulled in the middle of this at bat. So Mason goes back to play third base. Troxell comes in from center field to pitch. Kobe Hudson moves from left field to center, and now Colby Jarnigan's playing left field. A strike thrown by Troxell here to Brennan Longacre. Now, it's been a while since we've seen Troxell go out there and pitch. Didn't see him at all pitch last week. 2-1 offering up high, ball three. You wonder if the fact that we haven't seen him in a while means he's rusty. Certainly hope not. But the tying run is on deck, so he is eligible for a save here. 3-1 pitch. Got away from him, ball four. So back-to-back walks to start the inning. Enid had been so good on the walk front. In fact, so much better than Bartlesville as a pitching staff. But right now, back-to-back walks by Enid puts runners on first and second for Bartlesville with Derek Hill coming up to the dish. And Derek is 1-for-3 with an RBI. The score is 8-5 Enid, but Derek Hill now represents the tying run here in the bottom of the seventh. Huge district game on the line for both of these teams. Both teams fighting for key district position. Strike, 0-1. Troxel went back to his fastball, which he has thrown in the mid to upper 80s this year. He's done very well with that pitch. It's such an improved part of his game, the 0-1. He fouls that one off. Does Derek Hill, and he is quickly behind in the count, 0-2. Bartlesville has obtained 10 hits. They've out-hit Enid in the game 10-6, but they trail on the scoreboard 8-5. The 0-2 pitch, ball one. Can't overstate the impact of Colton Troxel all throughout the season at the plate and pitching. Of course, tonight he had a bunt single. Then after that, an error was recorded by the third baseman, which led to two runs, and Enid taking the lead 6-4, and they've held it ever since. The 1-2 drifts outside, 2-2. As the moment continues to tense up here, you walk this guy, you load the bases for the leadoff man. You certainly don't want to do that. 2-2 pitch. That one blooped into the Enid dugout foul. So we'll do the 2-2 over again. A good job by Derek Hill to fight that off and stay alive. Enid 8, Bartlesville 5. We are in the bottom of the seventh inning. Enid trying to close this game out, get the last three outs, and go home with a W. Strike 3, got him! He stayed on the outer half of the plate and completely befuddled Derek Hill. For Colton Troxel, his strikeout number 18 on the season. One away. We go back to the top of the order with John Cohn. Junior right fielder. He's a right-hander facing the right-handed Troxel, who is trying to get his 8th save of the season. Runners on first and second. And Troxel works the fastball in for a strike, 0-1. What a job he has done this season. Gets the ball back from the catcher, Cross Bay. And the next pitch, way inside and blocked well by Bay. If Cross doesn't block that ball, the runners move up a base and are not another step closer to scoring. But now the count evens up on him. One ball, one strike. Troxel gets the sign and sets and kicks. Missing low. Ball 2. Enid 8. And Bartlesville 5. One out. Bottom of the 7th. 2 men aboard for the Bartlesville Bruins. We'll probably see some of these same Bartlesville players on the Bartlesville Engine squad in the summer come to Enid when they play the Enid Majors. That one pulled over towards the Enid dugout. Foul. Then it hops out of play. Now the count is even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Remember when Colton was a sophomore and he had a harder time finding the strike zone when he came on to pitch to start his career? And boy, has that changed. He's worked hard and it's paid off. The 2-2, a liner back to the net foul. And then the ball lands right over towards the dugout near the on-deck circle where Easton Hammond scoops up the ball. If Hammond gets up, he is 0-for-3 tonight. With a walk, he also has scored a run. So has Cohn. He scored the first run of the game on an RBI single from A.J. Archambault back in the first. And Cohn is hitting .377 on the season. The 2-2 pitch breaks high. Ball 3. Good at bat here by John Cohn. He is making life hard for Colton Troxel. And now the count is full to the junior right fielder. with one out in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch, ball four. Bartlesville fans rejoice, and now the winning run is coming up. All right, so now if Colton Troxell doesn't get it done for you for the Enid Plainsmen, the big question you have to ask yourself is, where do you go from here? That's the big question. Because you've already taken out Colt McCoy. You've already used Brett Russell. You've used Mason Scrimmager. So if Troxell doesn't get it done for you, then what are you going to do? Easton Hammond's coming up. So Hammond's tonight, 0 for 3 with that run scored, but he is averaging 290 on the year. And he gets to come up with the bases loaded here in the bottom of the seventh with one out and Enid ahead 8-5. That pitch misses away for ball one. You're seeing the scrappiness from this Bartlesville squad. They just do not go away. And even when they got down 8-4 and the game was slipping away from them, they were able to find a way to eke back in it. That one blooped back to the net foul, one ball, one strike. By the way, all the games are updated for the Enid Plainsmen baseball season to this point on our broadcast archive, ctvsports.com. Just go to ctvsports.com, click on broadcast archive, and go to where it says 2017 baseball, and you can find the games there to enjoy at your leisure in their entirety. 1-1 pitch. Misses outside again from Troxell, 2-1. Troxell and the catcher Cross Bay have been very good friends. They always sit in the back of the bus together on road trips. They've got a very good rapport with one another, and that pays off in moments like this. 2-1 pitch. Got him to swing and miss. It's 2-2. So you got to hope that if you're Troxell, you can either get this guy to strike out right here, get Easton Hammonds out of the game. What would be nice is if he can get him to ground into a double play and end it, or if he can't, you'd face Garrett Meidel after that, but Meidel is 2-for-2 in his last two at-bats, 2-for-3 on the game, and that one is a low roller to home plate, ball three. And Cross Bay will say something to Colton Troxell as he gives the ball back to him. Tense moments in this one. Bases loaded with one out. Enid on top of Bartlesville, 8-5. The tying run is on first for Bartlesville with the winning run at the plate. Troxell sets and fires. He skies it. It's in fair territory. Chasing after it is Wojtek. He makes the catch in shallow right. Throws home. The runner will score. What a crazy sequence that was. It was in shallow right and a good gamble there really by Grant Yardley. Good job there by Grant Yardley to come on home and score. I don't blame him for trying that. You're down three runs. You're going to need to get him back. So it's a sacrifice fly for Easton Hammonds, and that moves the runners up to second and third. Brennan Longacre's on, well, actually, Cone's going to stay on first, and Longacre's over at third now with two outs, and Garrett Meidel coming up. So Meidel 2-for-3 tonight with a sacrifice bunt. He is Bartlesville's last hope here. That scored a run, and that made it 8-6. And he pops it up. It's in foul territory. The Enid catcher, Cross Bay, catches it right in front of the wall and ends the game. What a heck of a play by Cross Bay to make a sliding catch in foul ground and end the game, giving the Plainsmen their 21st win of the season and their 6th victory in a row. And as a result, Garrett Meidel slams his bat down in anger. And Enid comes on a big road trip about 2.5 hours away, and they get a key win on the road here at Bill Dungis Memorial Stadium. 8-6, your final. The Plainsmen win a big district battle. We'll have your final stats and numbers when we come back in just a moment. You are listening to Enid Plainsmen Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know.
What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. Every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment.
Asked to talk to a mechanic, found him licking oil. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
First guy told me, replace your edger. Took it to Jack's. Turns out it needed gas. Hashtag glad I went to Jack's.
Whether it's reliable service or buying the right mower for your yard, remember Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment. Come here first. You won't regret it. 1321 North Van Buren in Enid.
I'm John Bowers, and for 80 years now, Messer Bowers Insurance has been helping families and business owners by tailoring the right insurance products to fit the individual needs of each policyholder and providing the service to back it up. In that time, we've worked with thousands of business owners to set up insurance programs that help make them grow and prosper. The right insurance program really is an important part of any business. If you're a business owner, or if you're thinking of starting a new business, put our experience to work for you. Messer Bowers Insurance, 80 years strong, 233-1442.
1390 KCRC.
Your final here tonight, the Enid Plainsmen with a big district win on the road against the Bartlesville Bruins. They overcome an early 4-0 deficit after they got themselves in that hole. They eat their way back after a scoreless first, second, and third inning for them. They get 3 runs in the fourth, 5 in the fifth, and make it 8-4. Bartlesville gets 2 more runs to inch closer and make it 8-6. But Enid holds on to win. They get key outs down the stretch in the seventh inning. In the seventh inning for the Enid Plainsmen, they got a key fly out to Ambrin Wojtek in shallow right, and then a monster catch by Cross Bay near the wall and foul ground to end the game, and a strikeout before that by Colton Troxell on Derek Hill. Even though the bases were loaded for Bartlesville in the seventh, Enid escapes with an 8-6 win. They go to 21-10 on the season. They get their 6th win in a row. They are now 9-4 in district play. So what this win does is it basically solidifies that Enid will finish ahead of Bartlesville in the standings. If Bartlesville were sweeping it, then that probably wouldn't be likely. They could leapfrog Enid, but now Bartlesville with a loss, they go to 10-12 overall. They're now 5-6 in district play. So they're in a 3-way tie now with Bigsby and also more coming into tonight. So there's still a lot of district ball to be played, especially with these two, Enid and Bartlesville, playing tomorrow night. Let's do the pitching numbers first. Brett Russell was the winning pitcher, pitched 4 2/3 innings. He gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, 3 of which were earned. He had 3 walks and a strikeout. He goes to 4-4 on the year with that win. Colt McCoy only faced 1 batter in the 5th inning, and he gave up a single. After that happened, Mason Scrimmager came in, closed out the 5th, pitched the 6th inning, so he went 1 1/3 with 2 hits given up and a run allowed. He also had a walk with no strikeouts. Colton Troxell comes on and gets his 8th save of the season. He does not allow a hit or a run. He did have 2 walks, but also a very key strikeout on the night. In the Bartlesville side, A.J. Archambault pitches 4 innings, gives up 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 of which were earned. He had 7 walks and 3 strikeouts, and he got the no decision. Edward Burke, since Edward Burke came in with a 4-3 lead for Bartlesville, he led up the lead. He gave up 3 hits, but 5 runs. Only 2 of those runs were earned, though. Remember, that came in that 5th inning where Bartlesville had a key error that led to 2 runs being scored and only 2 earned runs in that inning. But still, unfortunately for Edward Burke, he will take the loss and 1 walk and no strikeouts. Hunter Stoops pitched the final 2 innings for Bartlesville. He did not give up a hit or a run. He had 1 strikeout and 2 walks, so he was the last pitcher to see relief work there for Bartlesville. So your winning pitcher, Brett Russell, losing pitcher, Edward Burke, and Colton Troxell gets his 8th save of the year. Hitting numbers, first for Enid, Ambrin Wojtek, 1-for-4 with a walk and an RBI. Mason Scrimmager, 1-for-2 with 2 walks, a hit by pitch, a run scored, and an RBI. Connor Gore, 1-for-4 with a walk and 3 runs batted in. Then you have Cross Bay, 0-for-4. Braden Pierce was 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. CJR, 0-for-1 with 3 walks and a run scored. Kobe Hudson, 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored and an RBI. Colby Jarnigan was 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Hayden Priest was 0-for-1, but he did score a run as well. Colton Troxell, 1-for-4 with a run scored. Enid had 8 runs on 6 hits. They committed 2 errors. They left 10 men on base. Bartlesville, they scored 6 runs on 10 hits with 2 errors. They left 12 men on base. John Cope was 1-for-4 with a run scored and a walk. Easton Hammonds was 0-for-4 with a run scored, a walk, and an RBI. Garrett Meidel was 2-for-4 with a sacrifice bunt. A.J. Archambault was 2-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. Taylor Cobb, 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. Zach Snow, 1-for-4 with an RBI. Grant Yardley, 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored and a walk. Got to feel sorry for the junior there a little bit. He had such a good night. 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored and a walk, and he comes up on the losing end of it. Brennan Longacre, 0-for-1 with 2 walks and a sacrifice bunt. And then Derek Hill, 1-for-4 with an RBI. So Bartlesville falls to 10-12 with a loss. They are 5-6 in the district, and Enid goes to 21-10. They are now 9-4 in district play. We'll wait to see how that Moore Union score comes up tonight. If Moore can do Enid a favor and beat Union in one of these games, and then Enid happens to take care of their business tomorrow and finish up Bartlesville twice in a row, they will be able to finish as the 2 seed in the district and host a regional at David Allen Ballpark, but still got to go back home and handle your business. That's what's at stake tomorrow night, and it will be senior night at David Allen Ballpark. So come on out, enjoy a great night filled of Enid baseball. Bring your radios and tune in to us right here on 1390 KCRC. The game will start at 6. We'll go on the air at 5:45. I'll have a special segment. We'll do an Enid senior segment, and also we'll have a pregame visit with Enid baseball coach Brad Gore, who I'm sure will be a very happy man after tonight. So Enid wins it. They get their 6th win in a row. Bartlesville has their 6-game winning streak snapped with the loss tonight, and Enid goes to 21-10 with the victory, 9-4 in the district. Bartlesville falls to 10-12. They're 5-6 in district play, and Enid gets the victory tonight, 8-6. They overcome an early 4-0 deficit and get it done late. For my producer-engineer, Chance Davis, back in our Enid studios, a huge thank you to him. I'm John Herrick, saying so long to you from Bill Dungis Memorial Stadium in Bartlesville. I'll be talking to you tomorrow from David Allen Ballpark. You've been listening to Enid Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Plainsman Baseball on CTB Sports Radio, AM 1390, KCRC, and online at ctbsports.com. Enid Plainsman Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Stevens Ford, and by our Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports Boosters.
Join us next time for more Enid Plainsman Baseball on 1390 KCRC and CTBSports.com.
CTB Sports Radio 1390 KCRC.
Rare type of player to get, so it's not a discredit to Steve, you know, but the Warriors, I mean, a coach would almost have to just get out of the way and of this train and let it go. You know, you want to direct it here and there, but for the most part, let it run its course.
He is Danny Granger. Check him out. CBS Sports Network, college basketball analyst, NBA TV, NBA analyst, former NBA player, all-around great guy. Danny, appreciate you jumping on Rather Than You on CBS Sports Radio and spending some time with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. Be good. Danny Granger, very candid, very interesting stuff about Paul George and his future. Man, Paul George is going to be a Laker.